silky smooth Dove chocolate. Your moment, your Dove.
And as Andy Rose explains how a sit-down lunch quickly turned into carry-out for hundreds of people in several states Monday.
The company that owns Marie Callender's and Perkins filed bankruptcy and immediately closed 31 restaurants, according to the Los Angeles Times. The manager says his bosses didn't even let people finish their meals.
I thought it was a big joke. Because I was like, well, I still have the people in the restaurant. They're like, they need to leave.
It came on the same day that Wendy's sold off Arby's because of poor sales. Andy Rose, CNN.
I'm Bill Caiaccio. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
People come to Ruth's Chris for more than just a great steak. They come to let off some steam. Take Rob, Joe, and Shelley. When they get wrapped up in a week-long assignment at work, they head on over to Ruth's Chris for a much-needed break over some sizzling steak served to perfection. It's a chance for them to loosen up, have a few laughs, and talk about anything. Anything but work, that is. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Serving more than just sizzling steaks.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
The U.S. job market is not getting better, but it's also not getting worse. That's the gist of the latest quarterly employment outlook survey from Manpower. 20% of U.S. employers plan to add staff in the next half year. 8% plan to cut. Manpower doesn't just look at the U.S. It looks closely at job trends in 39 countries. The weakest prospects are in Europe, especially those nations with severe debt issues. The strongest picture is in Latin America. The Jiffy Lube 3,000-mile rule is going the way of the Domino's 30-minute delivery guarantee into the history books. USA Today reports Jiffy Lube is replacing its long-standing rule to change your car's oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Instead, it's combining manufacturer recommendations, which usually are for much longer intervals, with a profile of your driving style to give you a custom oil change rule. Gains in the range of 1% for Asian and European markets. S&P futures up 10 points. NASDAQ futures gaining 15. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
If you're part of running a business, you know your mind works differently from other folks.
Heating costs, cooling costs, reducing costs.
In fact, you've always got decisions on your mind.
How do I trim my budget back and still watch my employees' backs?
Aflac!
We understand. So choosing Aflac should be an easy decision. It's a way to enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your business. Aflac is insurance for things like accidents or critical illness. And it pays cash benefits directly to help cover things Major Medical doesn't. It's like a safety net for your employees. And since it's voluntary, it doesn't cost your business a cent. Because you've already got enough on your mind.
Taking care of business, taking care of my people.
Aflac!
That's how we do it.
Find out how you can make Aflac available at no cost to your business. Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
This is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. The daily questions are so tough, you're actually encouraged to use Google to find the answer. For example, here's today's question. What is the molecular formula of the ingredient in dynamite that is made from the oil of a legume that's often mistaken for a nut? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing at agoogleaday.com.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit ThinkAssured.com.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How does it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for...
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. And as I promised yesterday, all week long, looks like we're going to have amazing weather. And surely today will not disappoint. If it were only about the weather, God, would life be good. But unfortunately, it is more than just about the weather. I welcome you again to another edition of First Shift. A pleasure to be with you on this early Tuesday morning. If you want to join us during this hour or any hour of the program, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And, of course, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter. You can access those, by the way, if you go to thetonyshow.org. At the very top, you'll see the little icons for Twitter or Facebook, and all you have to do is click on those. But if you go to Facebook, just search for First Shift. That's another way to find us. And our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. Economists say that the Michigan economy is finally on the rebound. Do you personally see it and feel it? Just a little, yes and no, and the early lead goes to just a little. I just kind of want to get an indication of where we're all at. I look around my own neighborhood, and you know, I still see some people struggling mightily. Others are doing a little better. You know, I put the First Shift crew, the whole crew, into doing a little better category. But certainly would love to hear from you. So feel free to vote on Facebook via email, or you can give us a call. And I guess you have to, believe in the premise that the Michigan economy is better. And I'd have to say it is a little better. I certainly wouldn't prescribe to the idea that we are on the rebound quite yet. And without the auto industry and the hiring they're doing and the investment they're making, well, I don't know where the state of Michigan would be right now, because the governor has eliminated the movie incentives that eliminated jobs. He, of course, has got unions under assault, so we're eliminating jobs in the public sector left and right, and that includes teachers and support personnel, and I could go on. I don't want to be too negative to start the day, but I don't have to be too negative to start the day, because as we do every single day, we start the day talking about my Detroit Tigers and Jeff Radford, a 10th inning victory, a walk-off victory for our Detroit Tigers, and Maglio Ordonez, although 0-for-2 with a hit by a pitch, made an awesome defensive play to stop a run, and you gotta love that. Welcome back, Maglio.
Yeah, so smack balls. I mean, the two outs he had were pretty good defensive plays by the Rays, and I don't want to sound like a slappy, but he looked better than I thought he would in his first game back. I like how they're your Tigers when they win. They're just the Tigers when they lose.
No, that's
but
not
when they
true.
Win,
they're always
they're
my Tigers.
My Tigers.
No. I have been a Tigers fan since I can remember. I was the kid underneath the sheets with the transistor radio listening to Ernie Harwell, you know, late at night in the summer. No, they have always been my Tigers. They will always be my Tigers. And I got to tell you, I'm one of the few people that still is upset that Alan Trammell got fired. That's how much they are my Tigers.
Yeah, it's fun, though, don't you think, a little bit, to see those guys around the league coaching, Gibby with the Diamondbacks, and I guess Trammell's out there now, too, and
yeah,
with the former Tigers and where they're at.
Absolutely. I thoroughly enjoy, I'm even entertaining this, and I'm sure you've heard the rumor that Tom Brookins is after Leland. I don't know how I feel about that necessarily, but, you know, I like Tommy Brookins as a player. I'm not so sure I'm ready for him to be the coach, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Like you said, we'll see how that worked out the first time when Trammell did it. But it is kind of cool that when they honor and retire Sparky's number, that the Diamondbacks will be in town for that. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but it is pretty cool.
I'm sure that there was some symmetry there. Yeah, I mean, it would make sense to do that. And, you know, and certainly Gibby and his attitude certainly had it put in check by Sparky more than once. No question that's true, Jeff. You know, I wasn't a big Kirk Gibson fan, by the way.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't.
Man, that was my guy when I was a kid.
I interviewed him once. He wrote a book, and this was probably 10 years ago. And I'm sure you can easily look that up, but he wrote a book and I interviewed him for the book. And, you know, way back when I was doing radio, the technology was a little different. And so when you would have a guest on the line during the breaks, although certainly the audience couldn't hear the guest, I could, you know, I could hear him. We would patch him into the board and you didn't really put people on hold back then. And so you could actually hear him during the breaks. So we go to one break and he's screaming at his kids. And it was the funniest thing. And I wouldn't even be able to repeat it because it was so colorful. I think that would be the word we could use. It was very colorful. And anyway, it was an interesting, it was a great interview, but it was the off-air stuff that was really the most interesting.
So he turned it off and on. Once he was on the air, he turned into Mr. Nice Guy.
He was a consummate professional on air. Yes, absolutely. Yes, that's one of the nicer ways to say it. No, I mean, you know, listen, I loved his game. You know, certainly he was very passionate. There's no question about that. I thought he was a really good ball player. I would never put him in the excellent ball player category. And I know that there are a lot of people that disagree with me on that, and that's fine.
A lot of Dodger fans.
Especially Dodger fans. I'm a longtime Tigers fan, so, you know, I'm a Lance Parrish guy, you know, big fan of Lance Parrish and always will be. Jason Thompson, former first baseman for the Tigers, Aurelio Rodriguez, another guy that I loved. I was a big, big fan, excuse me, I was a really big fan of the pitching staff for years. I mean, I was a Dave Rosma guy.
Guillermo? Were you a Guillermo guy?
Guillermo Hernandez guy? Absolutely. Yeah, don't call me Willie. That was it. You heard about that, right?
Yeah, that's why I call him Guillermo.
Okay. In the hierarchy of my favorite Tigers, Kirk Gibson isn't even really in the top 10, to be honest with you.
Gibby was up there, Brookins was up there, Trammell was up there. Of course, that was my team growing up.
Your era, right. And I think a lot of it for us, and as a kid, you know, did you play baseball?
I did. I played shortstop.
I didn't. I'm just going to be honest about it. When I was a kid, you actually had to try out for Little League. It wasn't automatic. Like today, it's automatic. And I'm not saying it was when you were a kid because I don't know. But, you know, today, if you want to play Little League, you just show up and they give you a uniform and you play. Or you don't play, but you're on the team automatically. When I was a kid, that wasn't true. You had to try out, and I could never make the cut. 3 years in a row, at 9, 10, and 11 years old, I just didn't make the cut, so I just stopped. And I, you know, decided to play football instead, which was fine with me. I don't even know why I'm telling you this, because it's not like it was some kind of traumatic experience, and I would go home and cry and cower in the corner, because I don't remember doing that. Because there was always enough kids to have a baseball game. So you didn't need to be on a team to play baseball when I was a kid. And I don't know where you grew up, if there were enough kids that where you could do a pickup game of baseball. But we would spend hours upon hours. I mean, our games would probably go 40 innings. You know, it was just one of those things where we just didn't stop.
Yeah, we had a situation where different, you know, when you're in school, different classes, you didn't really know the people from the other class, but they were the same grade as you.
Right.
And we all ran out there at recess with our mitts, and you had to hit the sign at the top of the gate behind the backstop, and the first team to hit the sign with their mitt got control of the ball diamond that day or that, you know, for that time. And I can remember, you know, the days that we won were the greatest, and we'd play baseball for the time that we were out there. And the days that we lost, we would that would be the worst days.
Those weren't good days. No, absolutely
it's
not.
It's funny how that's how it was, and nowadays it's, you know, it's basketball or football or something else.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I have this issue about Little League today. You know, my kids all played baseball and football and basketball and all that stuff, And it was wonderful. And, you know, my kids were fairly good. Some of them even better than fairly good. But I think that, you know, I don't think we did any service to children by making it all inclusive all the time. Everybody plays, doesn't matter. I'm not a big fan of that. I think that some kids aren't meant to play sports, to be honest with you. And how many times, Jeff, did I see a dad trying to live his Little League dream through his child? And I'm not exaggerating. It happened a lot.
I think maybe even more so, though, it's the same case for you. Like, maybe baseball, I don't think that sports aren't for some kids, but they just haven't found their right sport. You know, like, if you're not a baseball player, then, yeah, maybe you are a football player. Maybe you should try hockey. Maybe lacrosse is your game.
Or whatever. Maybe the kid would rather have, and I'm not being a smart aleck, maybe they should go to dance class, or maybe they should do Boy Scouts. I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be sports.
Something athletic, though. I want to keep people active.
Active. That's why I said maybe dancing. Maybe, you know, the Scouts keeps you very active. You know, there are a lot of things that you can do that don't involve being on a field of play. And all I'm saying is not every kid should be on a sports team. That's just the way I feel. And I saw enough of them. Trust me. Many, many years of being out on a field with my kids. So, all right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll get to our lineup when we come back. A lot to get to today. We are open lines, 888-552-3595. Another name has popped up, Jeff, for a possible opponent to Debbie Stabenow. I think you'll find it quite interesting. And Let's Go Red Wings would be part of that theme. We'll take the break. We will be back. I am Tony Trupiano on First Shift. This is 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update is all good news. We are not seeing any delays or slowdowns right now coming in through the east side through Macomb County. 94 in good shape as you're heading in towards 696 or making your way further west, maybe 8 Mile Vernier all the way to Van Dyke and in toward I-75, the downtown interchanges. Everything is moving great.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 76. Tonight it'll be cloudy, a low near 56. Tomorrow more sun and 76 for a high. Right now partly cloudy, 56 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
If the road doesn't feel like a traffic-free paradise to you, then you're not driving with new TomTom HD Traffic. It's the breakthrough service that steers you clear of delays automatically. And you'll only find it on a TomTom, because anything less is just GPS.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. Mmm, the steak smell delicious.
And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupino.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. 55 degrees this morning. And what is it, the middle of June? Now I'm close to it. Wow, kind of interesting. All right, very quickly, let me give you the rundown for the day, and then I got a couple things that I need to get to. At 7 o'clock this morning, State Representative Rashida Tlaib will be joining us to talk about some legislation that will be introduced in the State House tomorrow. Surrounding the bridge, the proposed bridge that to be built between Detroit and Canada, and to protect the citizens on, of course, the Michigan side of the bridge. And so we'll look forward to hearing from her. We're also going to be talking, of course, to our legislative and political director from the UFCW, Chris Mihalakis, will be with us. Talk about Just Cause. And there's a lot, there's a lot to what's going on with teacher tenure, and why, again, it's an ongoing education effort on why unions are important. Just Cause is one of these issues that you need some education on, so we're going to get that to you. Radford, real quickly, I read an article in the news yesterday, and here's the headline, Jeff. GOP members courting former Red Wing for Senate run. Did you see this by chance?
I know that must have missed my radar here.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Anyway, it talks again about, Frank Beckman maybe running, which is just laughable. And by the way, he's not allowing his name not to be thrown out there, but he keeps on saying he's not going to run. So you take that for what it's worth. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think is going to happen. He's going to go through the football season and collect his paycheck through the football season. Then he's going to announce. That's just my guess. He's going to try to make as much money as he can. Trust me, I've been there. I didn't work for 2 years. It cost me dearly. It's a serious consideration. Anyway, do you want to guess at who this Red Wing is? Let me give you the quote. Let me give you the quote because it is actually kind of funny. Let's see. He has been approached in the past, and that's not it. He would be a name that would be instantaneously known statewide and would excite the GOP base.
Mike Modano. I mean, I can't. None of them really to say say politician to me.
Brian Rafalski.
Really.
Seriously.
Well, American-born, I guess.
Actually, he's not. He's Canadian-born, but he is an American citizen.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he would. I know he played for Team USA. I could have swore he was.
That's because he's a U.S. citizen.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, like that would excite people statewide. I mean, you and I know who he is because we follow the sport. Do you really think somebody that doesn't follow hockey knows who Brian Rafalski is?
Well, once the Red Wing gets attached to it, then yeah. But still, I mean, do you vote for people because you know who they are? I mean, I guess
no. Name recognition matters. No, name recognition matters. I'm sorry, politics is a strange animal. So absolutely, yeah, people really do that.
Like, here's a person who actually has experience in politics. Here's a guy who played for the Red Wings. Of course, he can obviously lead the state or be a politician. I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
It's actually kind of funny. But I thought you'd get a kick out of that. And again, I found out his name in a separate article that came out hours after the Detroit News piece was printed. And they wouldn't say who the name was. And so I'm trying to think, is it Chelios? No, that doesn't make sense, And it just wouldn't come to me. And then hours later, like 7 hours later, I was reading this blog, and it said, if you read earlier that the GOP, the state GOP, which I've got a story about that as well, the state GOP is interested in recruiting a former Detroit Red Wing to run against Senator Debbie Stabenow. That Red Wing is Brian Rafalski. And I read it three times before I went, next, 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 next. All right, so yesterday, as you know, we had Mark Brewer on yesterday, Jeff, and we're trying to get Bobby Shostak, who is his counterpart on the Republican side, on the show. So I called the Michigan Republican Party yesterday and spoke to a gentleman by the name of Matt Davis, who is their communications director, really nice man. And so I offered an opportunity for Chairman Shostak to come on the program and to debate Mark Brewer. And he said, well, why would you ask us to do that? Well, because he told Mark that he wanted to debate him in public. So did he really tell him that? And I said, well, yeah. So he said, well, let me, did he really say that? Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah. Do you have that audio? Can you maybe send me that audio? So I said to him, you can actually go to the website, and I told him how to get to the podcast, and I'm sure he listened, but I think he was, or Falsky was born in Dearborn. Then the article I read was wrong, by the way, Jeff. Anyway, so here we go. I don't think that he's going to do it, but he's supposed to get back with me in a couple days. Do you think we have another Snyder situation on our hands where, they're going to just keep telling me they're going to consider it and not do it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't get it either. If you're two people and you are fighting for one office, don't you both want to get your ideas out there, kind of throw them out there and let the people decide? I mean, why are some people afraid to, I guess, debate?
Well, this is a little different situation because these are chairmen of the respective state parties. So Mark Brewer, of course, is chairman of the Democratic Party, and Bobby Shostak is chairman of the Republican Party in the state of Michigan.
So in all fairness, you would want to get both sides to come out. And I mean, if you only have one side on there, then, basically your program would be promoting one side.
Right.
If you give both sides an opportunity, then it's up to them to make it fair.
Well, and I really thought, and listen, I'm not trying to trap anybody, Jeff, and I don't want to embarrass the Michigan Republican Party. I'm sure they've got some fine ideas. I haven't seen them yet, but I'm sure they're there. And why wouldn't Bobby Shostak want to take an opportunity to come on the show, and maybe I'll offer to let him come on independently. I have interviewed past chairmen of the Michigan Republican Party. I've done that before on a very Democrat-heavy show. I don't think I'm an unfair interviewer. And I'll recognize my bias, but do you think I'm unfair to my guests?
I think you would let the facts stand. Someone comes with facts, you're not going to, fudge your own ones just to make yourself look. I mean, I think you're going to let them say what they got to say. Yeah.
Well, right, and I don't want to make myself look bad, so I just wouldn't do that. And, I will even offer, if it gets to that point, to let them submit the questions. If they want to write the questions we ask, and by the way, and Mark Brewer's agreed to that, because I did talk to his communications director yesterday, John Tremontana, and John said, yeah, if they want to submit the questions, we'll adhere to that. They'll allow that. So I think Mark's being more than fair, and I think you would agree with that. But whether it's going to happen or not, I don't know. All right, when we come back, as I was reading yesterday, I read a letter to the editor from a state rep by the name of Andrea LaFontaine, who looks all of about, I don't know, 17 years and 14 days old. She looks very young. But she wrote a letter to the editor in her local paper. And I want to share that letter with you because I think she needs some correction, some correcting. And Andrea, I'm happy to do it for you. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back. This is Michigan's only progressive talk show. I'm Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW. Stay with us.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning. Our total traffic update. Traffic moving great along I-75 as you come up from downriver, maybe even up from Monroe area in toward downriver. We're moving along very nicely, 75 through West Road and in toward Eureka, toward Fort Street Schaefer, up and over the bridge into the city. Not seeing any delays or slowdowns as you make your way toward from 75 to Fisher to 75 to Chrysler, heading toward M10 or 94. All of that moving great.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 76. Tonight it'll be cloudy, a low near 56. Tomorrow more sun and 76 for a high. Right now partly cloudy, 56 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Come to Wisconsin's Capitol Tuesday for a march at 11 a.m. and a rally at 5:30 p.m. That is the urgent mobilization message from the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, Defend Wisconsin, and allied groups. Republicans have called an extraordinary session of the legislature with special rules to limit debate designed to speed the Republican austerity budget through the legislature, and they may try to put the gutting of public worker collective bargaining into the budget bill. Their first attempt to gut union rights for public workers is tied up in the courts, struck down by a circuit judge who ruled it was illegally passed. On Monday, protesters marched and rallied at the headquarters of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the most powerful conservative business lobby in Wisconsin. Today's Capitol marches and rallies against the Walker budget and collective bargaining attacks will start at 11 a.m. in the Walkerville protest tent city on the Capitol Square. A Republican Wisconsin state senator facing recall is proudly supporting privatizing Medicare, forcing seniors to pay more for it. Jesse Russell reports.
Wisconsin's Republican state senator, Alberta Darling, is in the fight for her political life as she enters a recall battle with Democrat state representative Sandy Pasch. The recall was called due to Darling's support of Governor Scott Walker's proposal to all but strip collective bargaining rights from public sector workers. Opponents of the legislation have said Walker was deceptive during his campaign for governor by not making it known that it was one of his objectives. Darling has been on a short tour in recent days, backed by the star power of Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan. During a stop this weekend, Darling expressed that she wholeheartedly supported Ryan's Medicare plan, and she called him a hero.
And they were trying to tie me to Ryan and thought that that would be a negative for me. I said, I'm standing with Ryan anytime, anywhere. He's a leader.
Pennsylvania three-judge panel has upheld a $150 million judgment against Walmart for violating state labor law. Walmart failed to pay its workers for hours worked off the clock and missed rest breaks. The workers sued Walmart in 2006. As Boeing opened the building where it plans to build new planes with non-union workers in South Carolina, a federal judge was hearing lawsuit motions against South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The AFL-CIO and the International Association of Machinists are suing Haley to force the state to refrain from union busting and remain neutral in union organizing drives. The National Labor Relations Board is charging Boeing with violating federal labor law by moving the work to South Carolina as retaliation against union members at Boeing facilities in Washington State. This newscast made possible in part by the NEA and AFSCME.
Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. I am Tony Truppiano. Andrea LaFontaine is a Republican member of the Michigan House. And she wrote a letter to the editor to the local paper there. I happen to have a copy of it in front of me, and I have to take great issue with it. Listen, maybe it shouldn't matter, but she doesn't look any more than really 22 or 23 years old to me. And with all due respect to all of our state reps, you know, I happen to, I have a hard time taking her seriously, especially after reading this letter, which is so full of myths, truth, and misdirections that you wonder, did a consultant write it for her, or was, she just really good in her college comp class? It reads as follows. Michigan's 2012 budget is complete. For the first time in a generation, the legislature approved a balanced budget before June 1, so school districts and municipalities can prepare their budgets. Guess what? They didn't need the budget by June 1st to do that. So, mistruth or misdirection number one, Andrea LaFontaine. We must continue to move beyond the ways of the past that have created deficits year after year. If Michigan truly is to reinvent itself, we must continue to change the status quo. All right, I don't have a big problem with that. The status quo does not work for families and small businesses in Michigan. Median family income has dropped 21.3% since 2000, and we are the only state to have lost residents in the latest census. We must make fundamental changes to the way we operate Michigan. Approving a balanced budget is a step in the right direction, but our work has just begun. This is the part that really scares me. Since January 1, I have been actively seeking input from my constituents about the budget. I've held numerous office hours, visited many schools, hosted a telephone town hall, and spoken with countless residents in their neighborhoods and at events around the district. The message I heard was clear. Government must live within its means, and we must ensure every student accesses a high-quality education. All right. Andrea, if you were listening and that's what they said, then why did you cut education? Oh, wait. She gets to that. The governor's proposal included an ambitious change to Michigan's tax code. After listening to my constituents, I could not support the provision, the tax pension income. Although I campaigned on a promise to repeal the Michigan business tax, fulfilling this promise by increasing taxes on seniors and those with fixed incomes was unacceptable. Side note, but Andrea, you voted for it anyway. I opposed the governor's original proposal to cut K-12 spending by 4.1%, and I continued to seek solutions that would put kids first. At the time, I said, quote, "A deep cut to our education system without long overdue reform is an empty promise to our students that sacrifices the long-term learning mindset. Spending efficiencies must happen, but not in this way." All right, fair enough. But she voted for the cuts anyway. In the weeks that follow, I advocated for these reforms, and instead, they would not be another empty promise from Lansing. In the end, $310 million was returned to the K-12 budget. This addresses long-term obligation and encourages school districts to adopt best practices. That's the key there. Best practices and put students first. By maximizing efficiencies, school districts will have the opportunity to lessen any state funding cuts to roughly 1.4% or $99 per pupil. That's just Andrea LaFontaine, a bold-faced lie. What you're not including in this letter, Andrea LaFontaine, state representative from Richmond, Michigan, the little Miss Republican that you are, is that you have to meet criteria four out of five categories, which in many school districts is an impossible threshold to meet, and you know it. So you're basically lying. You're basically lying. You voted to cut education spending, period. Knowing full well that many schools, maybe not yours, Andrea, but many others, would not be able to adhere to this draconian measure. As school districts and their union counterparts begin to implement best practices, I know it will not come without some difficulties. Well, that's sweet of you. However, the day we stop to improve public education is the day we abandon the responsibility we have to future generations. blah, 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 blah. That said absolutely nothing. Empty words. I am able to support the final budget agreement because it accurately reflects Michigan's current economic climate. State revenue is down, so cuts have to be made. I fought to protect the priorities of my constituents while cutting $1.1 billion in state spending. I am proud to support a balanced budget that protects the most vulnerable residents, restores the entrepreneurial dreams of Michigan's next generation, and creates an environment that will bring jobs back to Michigan. Adopting a balanced budget was only possible because Michigan found the courage to refuse to accept status quo. All right, Andrea, you know, maybe your constituency is going to buy that, and certainly those that voted for you are probably real happy for you. Maybe you're the former, you know, Miss Blueberry Pie, you know, whatever Richmond has in the summer, you know, the Blueberry Pie Festival or whatever you are. Yeah, this letter is full of lies and mistruths. It is full of such distortions that it sickens me. That and I would hope and I would pray, you know, and interestingly, when I read this, because I was looking at the comments section, nobody commented on it. So I'm maybe praying that nobody read it but me. But you can't say that you didn't support the cuts to seniors and those that are on fixed incomes when and assuredly you did. Your vote did just that. So I don't know who's advising you. But they did do a disservice, Andrea. You know, maybe there should be a threshold. I really don't know how old this woman is. You know, Jeff, can you see if you can find out how old Andrea LaFontaine is?
Yeah, I think we looked it up. Based on when she graduated, we think she's around 23 or 24.
Yeah, she's too young. She's too young. I mean, you know what? And I'm not saying you can't be a state rep, but I think that there's a maturity level and she hasn't reached. I don't think she's mature enough to be a state rep. Now, with all due respect to the people of Richmond, Jeff, I'm sure there are some smart people there. I'm sure there are. I'm hoping there are. And I don't know why they elected somebody that is barely able to tell the truth. And she didn't tell the truth, so she's basically a really nice writer.
I think that's the key thing here. And again, I don't want to make fun of or try and go into somebody I don't know personally.
I'll do that. That's my job.
Okay. But we did. Me and Todd looked up her website and really very good with words. So I think that's where she excels the most because the way it was worded is she for decades, she held a job downtown in her small town where she was able to talk to the people and get to see what was on their mind. And we thought about it for a second, and me and Todd came up with the fact that she was a waitress. So for 10 years, yeah, sure, she got to talk to everybody who came into the diner or wherever she was working and heard what they were talking about and decided, you know, to base her thoughts on that. If that's exactly what it is, then she's very good with her words because her website made it sound like for decades she was down there listening to, you know, listening to your thoughts and your frustrations, and she's going to work on it.
All right, so let's go with the four decades for just a moment. Let's say she's 30 years old, which we know she's not. I mean, she really, this picture of her, and you saw it even better on her website, she looks like she's a kid. That aside, four decades, that's got to be decades plural, that means two decades, right? So if she were 30, that means she'd have been a waitress since she was 10. Or whatever she did downtown.
She's a very nice-looking young lady, though.
Well, big deal. Sarah Palin's an attractive woman, too, and what does that get us?
And it's gotten her tons of coverage. I think it sometimes, and it's not right at all, it more so people base it on how you look than how you sound or what your message is. We talked about message yesterday. Sometimes the message is, I look nice in front of a camera.
Well, and she certainly does give off that message. What, you know, it obviously her words offend me as craftily written. As I said, I began this. I'm sure she got an A in English comp. I'm sure she did. She's a wonderful writer, or either that or she's really hired good consultants that are writing this stuff for her. Because this is well written. It's just full of mistruths. And it angers me that the poor people of Richmond have to have this as a state rep. I mean, it's really unfortunate.
The Republicans never let truth get in the way of a very finely written story.
Well, God, you're really getting good at this very quickly. I'm so proud of you, Jeff Radford. Okay, let me get to a couple announcements, and then I've got a lot to get to. And I'm a little worried about President Obama. Jeff, let me ask you this question before I get to this announcement. We were talking yesterday, and by the way, we had 70-something-odd people vote in our poll yesterday, which was, you know, if the election were to be held tomorrow, what would be the number one issue? Overwhelmingly, it was jobs and economy. That's not a surprise to us. So here's my question to you, Jeff. And although today's question is more to do with what's happening in Michigan, my question to you is, if that's the case, jobs and the economy, and we look if the election were to be held tomorrow, does President Obama get reelected, Jeff?
Just based on jobs and economy? By the way the polls are going, it sounds like it'll be a close race. Now, if it was, you know, we throw everything else in, I think he wins. But for some reason, they're hammering him. And yet, you know, it depends on which side you look at. Some people say, well, he's creating a ton and he took over a really bad situation. The Republicans are focusing, meanwhile, on he took over a bad situation and made it worse. I tend to believe that, you know, we've rebounded. Like, we've hit the bottom and we're headed in the right direction. But again, I'm slightly biased.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, we'll come back and talk about that. Let me get to the break, and then I've got an announce for you. There's a rally for the recall coming up. I've got a little recall update as well. So you'll want to stay tuned if you want to join us. 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. We'll be back. Stay with us on 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday morning. So on next Monday, June 20th, from noon to 2 p.m., there will be a rally for the recall at the Macomb County Courthouse, again, from noon to 2 p.m., and it's organized by the Macomb County residents for the recall of Rick Snyder. You can also find them on Facebook. And so if that's something that you've got time to do, go on to – they're in downtown Mount Clemens, by the way, the Macomb County Courthouse is. And go check it out. They had asked me to come speak. Unfortunately, I have I had a previous engagement on Monday, but I would certainly love to join them at some other time. Let me read from the press release. It says, the citizens of Macomb County for the recall of Governor Rick Snyder will responsible a peaceful protest demonstration Monday, June 20th, from noon until 2 p.m. The demonstration will be held at Kennedy Park, which is situated on Main Street in downtown Mount Clemens, between the Macomb County building and the 16th Circuit Court building. And so if that's something you'd like to go to, plan for it now, and I'll make sure that I mention this from time to time leading up to Monday. Jeff, I thought yesterday, because like I've got nothing better to do, but for whatever reason, it occurred to me that I've been getting a lot of updates on the recall from people. Just people are randomly sending me updates, and some of them are collecting signatures. Some of them are just sharing with me their experience when they went to sign or whatever. So I just, over the last 5 days, I added up the emails I've received from people, just updates. That's not counting the Facebook messages that I get. That's totally separate situation. I've had 212 emails over the last 5 days on the recall. 212 emails. I think that's a lot of emails. You got to wonder how, how the signature gathering is going. And, we've got 7 weeks left for them to do this. And I'm optimistic they may come up with the million one that they need.
Especially if you've only gotten, by yourself, 200-some emails. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, just people, and again, it's just people casually sending me an email and saying, hey, thanks for supporting our effort. I've been out. I personally got 400 signatures, or I got 100 signatures, or... when I went to sign, I met this guy, and, we just got into this amazing conversation. All of a sudden, we had this big group of people standing around us talking about it. It's just been, great stories. I'm getting a lot of great stories. Quickly want to read this, and then I'll move on. Somebody had this pasted into their Facebook status this morning before I came in, so I printed it off because I thought it was clever. It says, remember when teachers, public employees, Planned Parenthood, NPR, and PBS crashed the stock market, wiped out half of our 401ks, took trillions in taxpayer-funded bailouts, spilled oil in the Gulf of Mexico, gave themselves billions in bonuses, and paid no taxes? Yeah, me neither. Pass it on. That's all. Just take it for what it's worth. Take it for what it's worth. On Saturday, when I was at... And by the way, on the Facebook page... Kevin, Mr. Peace Swazala, was nice enough to post a couple pictures of me at the 14th District Democratic Club meeting on Saturday, so I posted them to our Facebook page this morning, and just want to let you know they're up there if you want to see my handsome mug in yet another configuration. But when I was there on Saturday, Congressman John Conyers was there and mentioned, and I wanted to mention it to you, House Resolution 870, the Humphrey Hawkins 21st Century Full Employment and Training Act. That's what it's called. On Monday, June 27th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the historical King Solomon's Baptist Church in Detroit, on 14th Street in Detroit, there will be three members of the Democratic Progressive Caucus will be holding a hearing. What they're calling a congressional listening tour on those that are having trouble finding jobs. The Congressman John Conyers, Congressman Keith Ellison, who is from the 5th District in Minnesota and co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and Representative Hanson Clark, from the 13th District here in Michigan, who we just had on the show last week, and a member of the Congressional Black Caucus and the Asian Pacific Council will be there. They are trying to encourage unions, churches and religious organizations, and civil rights and nonprofit groups, and precinct delegates and elected officials to attend, where they want to talk about the Humphrey Hawkins 21st Century Full Employment and Training Act. President Obama is not fully behind it yet. I'm concerned. So let me go back to this now. I'm concerned that President Obama is not creating jobs, is not creating the environment to create jobs fast enough. I want to make sure I put that clearly. Somebody posted to the Facebook page yesterday, Jeff, government jobs are jobs, and I get that. I do get that. We need to create more policy that is friendlier to job creation. And, of course, one of the things that we know works are tax incentives, so we need more of them, unlike what Governor Snyder has done here in Michigan, which is to reduce tax incentives. By the way, Jeff, I read this morning, and I don't think this is one of the things people really focus on. You know how you generally are able to make a contribution to a nonprofit, and that's considered a tax deduction?
Yep.
Not anymore. Not anymore. That's going to go away. Part of the Michigan deal is companies can't support nonprofits and get a tax break for that. So if I own a company, which I do, and I wanted to donate to, let's say, Goodwill, I will no longer be able to write that off my taxes.
So that's a disincentive to actually be charitable.
Correct. It is definitely a disincentive to be charitable. I did not know that. I read that this morning and was a bit stunned. I was a bit stunned by that.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well for charities, I would think.
No.
I mean, not that people shouldn't be charitable anyway, but that was an added benefit.
It is an added benefit. Of course it is. And I think people have a tendency to give more when they know they can write some of it off. And is that, if that's selfish, so be it. In the end, the people that need the money benefit from it. So I guess it's a win-win, in my opinion. But that benefit goes away. And we can only hope that, you know, corporations will continue to be as charitable as they can be. You know, I understand that everybody has their own profit threshold, and they've got to be careful. I understand that. I understand that. It just makes it this that much harder for people to go out and raise money. You know, I've been on the other side of that. I mean, I've gone out and raised money for some really good causes. And it's difficult enough to do it when they can write it off, let alone when they can't. It's just there's something really wrong about the way everything's going these days. Something very, very wrong. And I'm very concerned about that. Anyway, as we kind of focus on jobs, you have to ask yourself the question, is enough being done to create jobs? Now, President Obama has created, under his tenure, 2 million jobs, but it's not enough. Because we lost a lot of jobs under George Bush. 8 years of job losses under George Bush. We're not going to erase it in two or even four. And as the president told us in his Saturday address, we've got to be very careful that we don't put a stopwatch on the economy, because that's the wrong way to do this. And we do see progress, but isn't enough. In the next hour, Representative Rashida Tlaib to talk to us about needed legislation to protect those where the bridge will be built. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us. More on First Shift when we continue after this.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes an accident on the Ruther westbound 696 after Orchard Lake, an accident there blocking the two left lanes, and then eastbound 696. We're backed up already onto 275 and 96 because of Gawker's. Looking at the accident on the westbound side, again, the trouble is westbound Ruther near Orchard Lake. I'm Diane Cross, traffic.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today, our high near 76. Tonight it'll be cloudy, a low near 56. Tomorrow more sun and 76 for a high. Right now partly cloudy, 56 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour. Seven Republican presidential candidates took turns bashing President Obama during their debate in New Hampshire. CNN's Steve Kastenbaum was there to watch the first big showdown of the campaign season.
Whether it was Mitt Romney,
what this president has done has slowed the economy.
Newt Gingrich.
The Obama administration is an anti-jobs, anti-business, anti-American energy, destructive force.
Or Michelle Bachmann criticizing banking regulations.
It's an over-the-top bill that will actually lead to more job loss rather than job creation.
All seven candidates chastised the president's policies as being job killers. With the exception of Ron Paul, the candidates didn't do a lot to differentiate themselves from one another. Steve Kastenbaum, CNN, Manchester, New Hampshire.
President Obama will make a rare presidential visit to Puerto Rico today. It'll be the first time a president has visited Puerto Rico in 50 years. There might be hope for job hunters. Melanie Holmes of Manpower says their survey finds many employers will be hiring this summer.
20% of the employers that we talked with plan to increase their hiring for the coming quarter. And that's good news for those who are looking for work.
The big wildfire in Arizona has now burned over 700 square miles, and it's crossed the border into New Mexico. Jerome McDonald with the incident management team says they're worried about the dry conditions.
Really, the big threat of those lower humidities, that's pretty scary, 1%, because of the fact that, you know, spot fires can start so easily.
Hundreds of visitors to Carlsbad Caverns National Park were evacuated because of a wildfire there. Militants in Iraq attacked a government building in the city of Baquba and are holding some hostages. At least seven people died in the attack. Also, two U.S. troops were killed during operations in southern Iraq. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
We're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We want to get more from our data.
While paying less to store it.
That's why we need innovative, cost-effective data storage solutions.
Like the IBM StoreWise V7000. It can simplify storage management.
And improve application performance by up to 200%.
Solutions starting at $1,250 per month for 36 months. Learn more at ibm.com/engine/storage. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
One of the leaders in the business of potted plants wants to corner the market on planted pots. The CEO of Scott's Miracle-Gro says he wants to target the seedling that is the medical marijuana business as a growth area for his company. The market generates $1.7 billion in overall sales each year. More companies plan to hire, but more companies also plan to fire. That's according to the latest look at the U.S. job market from Manpower. Its quarterly employment survey finds 20% of employers plan to add staff over the next half year. 8% plan to reduce. No more 3,000-mile sticker in your windshield if you go to Jiffy Lube. USA Today reports the company is getting rid of the 3,000-mile rule and instead will customize oil change recommendations based on manufacturer specs and customer driving styles. Gains in the range of 1% for Asian and European markets today. S&P futures are rising 9 points. NASDAQ futures up 14. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If you're part of running a business, you know your mind works differently from other folks.
Heating costs, cooling costs, reducing costs.
In fact, you've always got decisions on your mind.
How do I trim my budget back and still watch my employees' backs?
Aflac!
We understand. So choosing Aflac should be an easy decision. It's a way to enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your business. Aflac is insurance for things like accidents or critical illness. And it pays cash benefits directly to help cover things Major Medical doesn't. It's like a safety net for your employees. And since it's voluntary, it doesn't cost your business a cent. Because you've already got enough on your mind.
Taking care of business, taking care of my people.
Aflac!
That's how we do it.
Find out how you can make Aflac available at no cost to your business. Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
People come to Ruth's Chris for more than just a great steak. They come to let off some steam. Take Rob, Joe, and Shelley. When they get wrapped up in a week-long assignment at work, they head on over to Ruth's Chris for a much-needed break over some sizzling steak served to perfection. It's a chance for them to loosen up, have a few laughs, and talk about anything. Anything but work, that is. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Serving more than just sizzling steaks.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, Tony Trupiano with you, and a pleasure to be here as always. I've got a great guest in this half hour. A lot of stuff to get to a little later on in the show. I want to encourage you to interact with us. Of course, the best way to do that on air is to call us, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And at the bottom of the hour, I want to address something that's going on the Facebook page right now because, folks, you know, this is a classic example of you not hearing what I'm saying. You're hearing what you want to hear. And don't fall into that pattern. So I'll correct what you think you're hearing. I'll correct it at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, as we covered with Simone Sagovac last week, the critical nature of what's happening with the potential of this bridge being built. And not only the importance of the bridge, but, you know, there are a lot of things that need to happen that surround this issue that we may not think of. Environmental. We think about eminent domain. We think about, you know, misplacing these people and where they go. We think about jobs that will be lost that need to be created. And our legislature, I'm happy to say in a bipartisan way, how bipartisan we'll get to in a moment, is happening. And I believe that tomorrow is the key date to that. But I was asked and was happy to reach out to Representative Rashida Tlaib to talk to us about this legislation. Rashida Tlaib was first elected to the Michigan House of Representatives for the 12th House District in Detroit in 2008. So that makes her a long-timer in today's legislature. I'm sure that over the last three and a half years, she has seen a radical change in the way business is being done. But I know she gets up and goes to work every single day. In fact, it's hard for me to open a newspaper these days and not see her quoted because she's one of the more common-sense Democrats serving in the House right now, and we want to welcome to First Shift Rashida Tlaib. Thank you for being with us, Representative Tlaib. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, listen, the whole issue that surrounds this, the proposed bridge and what's happening there, that's all wonderful, and we know that that legislation's out there. But there's some pretty serious stuff that when that moves forward, we need to make sure we're protecting the citizens on our side. I'll be a little selfish, on our side of this bridge. Talk to us a little bit about the legislation that I believe is going to be introduced tomorrow.
Yeah, House Bill 4635 is going to have a hearing at the House Transportation Committee tomorrow at noon. So residents, the Michigan families and businesses that are going to be displaced and the businesses and families that are going to have to live with this 150-year-long project is coming up to testify about the impact Interesting enough, we've been talking and debating whether or not we need a new bridge, but nobody has been asking the community in regards to if we did get this bridge, what are some of the needs or some of the impacts that need to be addressed. And we're talking about beyond the federal minimum requirement. This is not an expansion of a current project. This is a brand new international trade crossing that's going to literally change a whole community, you know, a community that historically in Detroit has consistently hosted a number of projects, including, you know, the largest wastewater treatment plant, you know, Zug Island's right butting up right up against us, a number of steel companies, and the list goes on. And so we've lived through so many, but this new international trade crossing in the middle of Southwest Detroit Delray community, which is 69% poor minority community, could literally take the tilt over. And I don't know if we're going to ever be able to survive that. And so, as people have been debating, I've been saying, well, we got to consider the community impact and the Michigan families and businesses that are going to be directly having to live with this project. And finally, we're going to be able to be heard. Hopefully people will agree and support my bill, which is going to require the private operator of the bridge to enter and negotiate with the community a community benefits agreement to deal with some of the impacts, but most importantly to support programs that are going to be able to sustain the housing, deal with the air quality issues, and develop green development spaces, you know, for connectivity. And when you said Canada, Canada already spent $2 billion in creating a development where the trucks are literally separated, literally, from overpass, you know, that there's green overpasses for residents versus the trucking community will have tunneling. So they knew that trucking and air quality was important to the residents on the Canadian side, and the government there invested $2 billion to basically separate the trucking community from the residential community like it's supposed to be.
All right. Now, so when we talk about this bill, which will also, by the way, I know you mentioned it, I kind of want to focus on it a little bit if we could, Representative Tlaib.
Yes.
And that's, of course, access to job and job training, because there will be some dynamic jobs created, and these should be fairly good living wage middle-class jobs. Certainly this community deserves access to those jobs.
Yeah, how amazing would it be for a resident, a Delray resident that's going to live next to this project, be able to work on that project? Absolutely. And access is key. Job training is key. I think we're really behind in training our folks and the possibility of being able to work on this project. You know, this private concessionaire, this is the first time, and I don't know if you folks know, your listeners know, this is really the first time that Michigan is going to be entering into what we call a public-private partnership agreement. Basically, we, the state, will own the bridge, will own the project, but the tenants will be a private operator that's going to enter into a contract that you and I will not be able to really be involved in. It's going to be between the state and this private operator. And it's going to be 30 to 50 years, depending on what the agreements are. And basically, they, the private operator, will be operating, be our neighbor for the majority of the project. And what we're asking is, whoever it is, when they put the bid in, they're going to have to sit down and negotiate with the community on a number of issues, including access to job training and access to jobs.
And again, that is critical. So I'm assuming that HB 4635 effectively addresses that piece of it.
It's part of that piece, exactly. I mean, it's basically putting the private operator on notice. You know, putting him on notice, to him or her, the company on notice, and basically saying you're going to have to make it a criteria for your bid is going to be a community benefits agreement. And this has been done across the country, and I know Simone probably addressed it on the call last week, but we've done it with airport expansions. They've done it with stadium, building of stadiums, large, you know, massive transportation projects. This is uniquely different because this is going to be a international trade crossing. But at the same time, the impacts mimic many of the impacts we see across the country when development comes in. And it's about doing development right. I am tired of development and transportation projects coming into communities and not thinking comprehensively, how are we going to address the issue? And, you know, if you're talking about jobs and so forth, if you have a vibrant, healthy host community, imagine how many more jobs you're going to create, because a business will want to come right on next to the bridge and do supply and logistics kinds of companies and be able to unpack and pack goods and transport goods instead of folks kind of leaving the area and going to a different state to do that. They can do it right there in the host community and be able to employ so many of our residents and families and folks that have been unemployed for over 2 years.
Well, you know, and again, it's critical. And as we were discussing on the program last week, you know, we have to take a look at, of course, these people being displaced. And their homes being displaced. And, you know, and this is where the controversy started. And I had some very nasty people, Representative Tlaib, call this show and say, yeah, but, you know, real estate values are so horrible in that area that, you know, even if they get 2.5 times, quote unquote, what their home's worth, they won't be able to buy a replacement home. Does this address that issue as well?
Well, one of the things that did get triggered, because it's such a, you know, it's a poor minority community, it triggered some federal requirements that luckily we will not be displacing these families with fair market value costs. It will be replacement costs. So the appraisal for the homes will be done Wayne County wide. I still think there might be some issues that arise from that, but it includes, you know, moving costs and so forth. But I know that residents that have met with MDOT still have a number of concerns and want to be able to address them. And that's something that, you know, my bill will not address specifically, and that's something us as a community, as, you know, Michigan citizens across the state should be ensuring that these families are protected, in a sense that it is a bad market. And if the appraisals come back too low, I mean, we're lucky that we're doing replacement costs. That's a huge difference from fair market value. So you can have a hole in your roof or you know, as long as the square footage, number of bedrooms, bathrooms, so forth, amount to whatever it might cost in a different community in Wayne County. You know, that's the cost they're going to, instead of right now, we're ranging from probably $8,000 to possibly $20,000 worth of the home's fair market value right now in Delray.
Right.
So I'm very concerned about that, because the market is low, and I think people need to be concerned about it.
I want to thank you for being with us. Please check in with us from time to time. Let us know how things are going, and just know we're here to support your efforts.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a voice and addressing this issue. I hope we don't continue to become, in the background and not be able to be heard at all about this.
Thanks again. We're to break.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes that earlier accident on the Ruther westbound 696 after Orchard Lake. Still trying to clear from the two left lanes. We are very slow for those heading west on 696 as you're trying to make your way from Southfield Road toward Telegraph. Big delays. Only the right lane looks like it's going to be open. Eastbound 696 pretty backed up on a 96 and 275 with gawkers looking at the accident on the westbound side, 696 near Orchard Lake. 1310 WDTW Motor City Weather. The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today. Our high 76 tonight. We drop to 56 and partly cloudy conditions tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 54 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quiznos Flavor Theater presents Captain Napkin.
This is our calling, fellow napkins, to wipe smoky Quiznos barbecue sauce from proud gins, protect khaki laps from pieces of slow-roasted pork, and tidy up the scraps of toasty genius. Who's with me?
Yeah!
Try our all-new large Quiznos Southern Barbecue Pulled Pork Sub. This or any large toasty favorite sub, now just $5. Quiznos. Toasty. For a limited time, only at participating locations.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. It's 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. A few things. First of all, our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day. Economists say a Michigan economy is finally on the rebound. Do you personally see it and feel it? And the responses so far, just a little, is leaning the way. And yes, no. And somebody had added, it won't last if people quit buying cars due to the economy. Yeah, you're right. People still need to continue to buy cars, and we've already seen a dip in truck sales, and maybe that's gasoline-related. I'm not sure. But certainly just a little is leading the way. So go ahead and go on over to Facebook. For those of you that don't have Facebook, you can certainly send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.org. Or feel free to dial us up, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Jeff, you and Todd were telling me during one of the breaks, and I, of course, came over to and looked at the Facebook page. We were talking about State Representative Andrea LaFontaine, who is quite young, and I had mentioned that as I was criticizing a letter she had written to the local Richmond, Michigan paper. And I did correct that. Well, not correct it, but I modified what I said by saying that it's not her age that bothers me, it's her immaturity. And I do feel that she is immature. Her position, her stance is immature. The way she defended the budget deal, to me, is an immature stance. So that's why I was making the point. And then you had said, and again, I didn't go to the page that you guys were at, but it said that for a couple decades, is that how I understand it? She said that she worked in downtown.
For 10 years. So for a decade, for years is I think the wording it was, and it was for nearly a decade. So
all right, yeah. For nearly a decade, she worked downtown and listened to people's problems and complaints. And you assumed that she was a waitress. Somebody took you to task for that. You know, let me just share. Again, this is totally my opinion. I'm not putting words in your mouth, Jeff. You can either defend or ignore what the person wrote. I'm not even going to defend it. I'm just going to explain where I'm coming from. You can be 24 and be quite mature or quite immature. You can be 50 and be quite mature or quite immature. Again, her stance leads me to believe that she's quite immature. She's She's posted on this editorial the party line. There's nothing unique to what she said. The problem I had with it is that she said she couldn't support the pension tax, yet she did anyway. So it was a lie. I mean, that's just fundamentally a lie. Now, you don't have to be mature to lie or immature to lie. Anybody can lie, and I feel like she lied, number one. Number two, I don't know, and listen, I've owned three restaurants, Jeff, three restaurants. I've employed lots of waitresses. Some of them are in college and on their way and have done amazing things with their lives. Some of them can't use a sentence without the word ain't being in every third word. So, you know, education-wise, they're all over the place. I don't think being a quote-unquote server, we'll even keep it politically correct. How's that? Necessarily qualifies somebody to be a state rep.
And I wasn't necessarily bringing that up as a negative thing. My point was that she used words very well to hide the, well, not necessarily hide the fact, but not bring it to light. I mean, to say that for a decade you had been listening to problems is a hell of a way to put, you know, hey, I've been working, you know, among the people as a waitress. I was praising the fact that she, you know, used her words well to make it sound better than what it actually was. Now, I don't think that's a negative thing at all. I mean, I was a bagger for years at a grocery store. So if I was a state rep, would I say, oh, my qualifications are I bagged for a while at a grocery store? I would say I talked to people and I met the people downtown and conversed with them and had lots of, got lots of ideas from them.
Well, listen, I'm a communications consultant, as you know. I do a lot of consulting work. I do a lot of writing. I've authored two books. I know how to write as flowery as the next person. I'm really good. I can say anything that needs to be said in as fancy as a way it needs to be said, and I can get around the truth probably better than most. That's why I take such offense to the way this op-ed was written. I'm offended by it. Now, let's go to her bio for a moment. I'm offended that she doesn't say what she did for nearly a decade. Why don't you say, I was a server at Mom and Pop's Diner for nearly a decade, where I got to know the citizens of this community intimately and learned of their problems and concerns. One of the many reasons I decided to run for the state house was because I felt that I felt pulled to make a difference. Don't you think that there's some, heroics in that? You know, instead of, you know, just saying for nearly a decade, so we don't know what she, maybe she worked in a movie theater. I don't know. But why hide behind what you are? I mean, that, to me, by not being forthcoming about what that was for nearly a decade creates more of a question than it needs to.
It's the same thing when you write a resume and you're trying to build yourself up and you say, you know, you look at a job that you had and you can't just come out and say, yeah, I was a dog walker. No, I'm a friend of a lover of all animals, and I believe in animal rights. I mean, you always try to fluff things up to make it sound better than it is. I mean, I have no problem with her saying that. It's just, I thought it was funny, you know, if that's one of the qualifications. If that's the case, then like I said, I was a bagger for 4 years at a grocery store. I heard people's problems a lot, too.
No, you facilitated and organized foodstuffs in a way that allowed people to transport them from a point of purchase to their home.
That's exact. You know what? That sounds much better.
And that's what you did, and you did it awfully well. You know, and here, I'll take your bio a step further. Jeff was so, you know, was so good. Now, here, we'll go. Jeff's level of excellence allowed him to perform this task for almost a decade, where on average, that employee only lasts 6 months, showing his dedication and commitment to that transportation process, ensuring that people got fed on a weekly basis.
Radford for 2012.
I'm telling you, I'm all over that. So let me go to my bottom. This is Tony Trupiano's bottom line. Andrea LaFontaine, Republican state rep, in my opinion, is immature and relied on old methodologies to relay a message that was filled with mistruths and angered me to the nth degree. Have I made that clear?
That's very well put.
Okay. I feel that she did this in an irresponsible and immature way, and that does have something, unfortunately, to do with her age. I don't think somebody 48 would have written what she did.
And yet, very politician-like, does she say, vote one way, but then talk the other way. And that way you're right on both accounts. If somebody says, well, you know, you should have voted against this, I did. someone says, well, you know, you shouldn't have voted against it. Well, I did, but I mean, I felt this way about it. It's a way you can sit the fence that way.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's again, it's the old, I voted for it before I voted against it before I voted for it so I could vote against it. I get that. I get that. I'm not going to give her a free pass is my point. So for the two people on Facebook that kind of took issue with the way that mostly me presented it, well, I presented it that way for a reason, and I said it had more to do with her maturity level than it had to do with her age. It's that simple. I mean, it is that simple. Listen, you know, you can serve, you can be elected dog catcher, you can be elected mayor at 18. I mean, you got to be 18. And in some communities, they've had 16-year-old mayors because they don't have the right laws in place. Think about what we're doing here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're open lines for the next half hour. We do have some stuff to get to, including Kwame Kilpatrick. I was going to stay away from Kwame forever, but this is just getting too weird for words. So we'll get to that. Tony Trupiano with you, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. We'll take a break here on First Shift. Be back on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that rollover accident working on 696 westbound after Orchard Lake. Unfortunately, at times traffic squeezing by on only the right shoulder or closed completely while they try to pull something across the roadway, a vehicle out of there. Unfortunately, it's going to be working for a while. This is westbound 696, the accident after Orchard Lake. Eastbound 696, we're slow with Gawker's looking at the accident on the other side of the roadway. The normal delays going on, 75 south coming into the Reuther, heading west into 696 and 75 is slow too.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today. Our high 76 tonight. We drop to 56 in partly cloudy conditions. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 76 as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 54 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Come to Wisconsin's Capitol Tuesday for a march at 11 a.m. and a rally at 5:30 p.m. That is the urgent mobilization message from the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, Defend Wisconsin, and allied groups. Republicans have called an extraordinary session of the legislature with special rules to limit debate designed to speed the Republican austerity budget through the legislature, and they may try to put the gutting of public worker collective bargaining into the budget bill. Their first attempt to gut union rights for public workers is tied up in the courts, struck down by a circuit judge who ruled it was illegally passed. On Monday, protesters marched and rallied at the headquarters of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the most powerful conservative business lobby in Wisconsin. Today's Capitol marches and rallies against the Walker budget and collective bargaining attacks will start at 11 a.m. in the Walkerville protest tent city on the Capitol Square. A Republican Wisconsin state senator facing recall is proudly supporting privatizing Medicare, forcing seniors to pay more for it. Jesse Russell reports.
Wisconsin's Republican state senator, Alberta Darling, is in the fight for her political life as she enters a recall battle with Democrat state representative Sandy Pasch. The recall was called due to Darling's support of Governor Scott Walker's proposal to all but strip collective bargaining rights from public sector workers. Opponents of the legislation have said Walker was deceptive during his campaign for governor by not making it known that it was one of his objectives. Darling has been on a short tour in recent days, backed by the star power of Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan. During a stop this weekend, Darling expressed that she wholeheartedly supported Ryan's Medicare plan, and she called him a hero.
And they were trying to tie me to Ryan and thought that that would be a negative for me. I said, I'm standing with Ryan anytime, anywhere. He's a leader.
A Pennsylvania three-judge panel has upheld a $150 million judgment against Walmart for violating state labor law. Walmart failed to pay its workers for hours worked off the clock and missed rest breaks. The workers sued Walmart in 2006. As Boeing opened the building where it plans to build new planes with non-union workers in South Carolina, a federal judge was hearing lawsuit motions against South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. AFL-CIO and the International Association of Machinists are suing Haley to force the state to refrain from union busting and remain neutral in union organizing drives. The National Labor Relations Board is charging Boeing with violating federal labor law by moving the work to South Carolina as retaliation against union members at Boeing facilities in Washington State. This newscast made possible in part by the NEA and AFSCME.
Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And feel free to join us. We are open lines this half hour. You know, again, I've largely avoided conversation about Kwame Kilpatrick. I kind of feel about him the way I feel about Sarah Palin. Do they really need any more media than they already get? I'm going to break the rule for just a moment because it's downright embarrassing what this man has done to the city of Detroit. And what he's done to his family at some level, although I believe that his wife, Carlita, is certainly an accomplice in some ways to his crimes. And certainly the codependent issues are quite clear. There's no question that's true. But the state of Michigan, the Secretary of State's office, is asking him to replace almost $1 million that he had used towards legal fees that were campaign contributions at some point. And so they're now looking for him to be fined that exact amount of money. It's somewhere just under $1 million. Prosecutor Kim Worthy, of course, is trying to make sure that any money that may be made off the book that he's about to publish will go toward his restitution, which is close to $1 million as well. Put those together, you're talking about almost $2 million. This is a man that claims that once he's done with jail, which I don't think will be for many, many years because he has some federal indictments that have come down on him. And once he's found to be guilty of those, although he will come to some kind of negotiated agreement, settlement on this, you know, I'm guessing that Kwame Kilpatrick's going to be in jail for easily the better part of 15 to 20 years. I'm just guessing. It could be a little less than that. I don't know that he's ever going to get out. I mean, I think he's going to be there for a very, very long time. And then maybe at some point he'll get out and, you know, he'll be able to do the movie of the week or something. I don't know what he's going to do. But this man's embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed the city. He's embarrassed his family. You know, I feel bad for some of the people involved. But at the end of the day, you know, that you allow this. There's that codependency stuff going on there. But his arrogance and then to take campaign contributions, which are tough enough to get on your own, and to use them illegally and improperly just seems downright wrong. It just seems downright wrong. And so will he repay that? I don't really know. I tried to find out yesterday afternoon how much money he has in his campaign fund, and I couldn't get a reliable answer. I got three different answers. None of them were even one number was no closer to the next number. So I really don't know how much money he has in his campaign coffers. But there's money there. And of course, you know, one of the things we found out during his trial that he ended up in jail over is that he was, in my opinion anyway, what I understand about Federal Elections Commission, FEC, rules and laws, you know, he was illegally using campaign contributions for personal benefit. Personal benefit, not campaign benefit, which is personal, but that's a different story. So there are things that you legally and can't legally do with that money. So where this ends up at the end of the day is beyond me. I just thought it was very interesting. So I got to tell a quick story. Jeff, yesterday, about a month ago, and I promise, Jeff, this is leading somewhere. About a month ago, I went out and bought a pair of kind of casual, dressy casual shoes. I'm not a big shoe guy. And I'm one of those people that, like, you know, wear shoes until they're falling apart, and then I go buy new ones, and I don't buy expensive shoes, and I get criticized for that by, you know, some in my family because I'm supposed to be taking care of my feet, and so maybe there's something. I don't know. Are you an expensive shoe guy kind of guy? Because you're at that age where maybe you are.
I was, like, in high school when I played basketball, I had to have the...
You know, that's different. That's different.
I had to have the $100 pair of basketball shoes, and now that I'm older, no, it's like, if I can find something, you know, that fits and works and it's cheap, I'm all about it.
All right. So I'm, like, the $20 to $30 to $40 range for shoes, for me. You know, and you can find decent shoes in that price range, for, especially for men. It's not an issue. So I'd gone out about a month ago and bought a nice pair of shoes. They were $35, but on one of my feet, it rubbed my ankle raw for whatever reason, and just on the right foot. So I couldn't wear them anymore. I gave them to my son Anthony, and he's wearing them just fine, and everything's great. So I went out. I needed to go buy some shoes yesterday. So I just thought, I'm out and I'm going, well, okay, where am I going to go? You know, where am I going to go? It was a beautiful afternoon. I just wanted to get out for a little while. I had plenty of work to do, but I just wanted to get out. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to Target. Because Chris Michalakis and I had talked about, you know, Target last week and unionizing Target. So I thought, I'm going to go to Target and I'm just going to kind of go and see what's going on. I'm going to pay attention to what's going on around me. Well, when I got there, there were a couple people sitting outside on a bench outside of Target taking a break, a couple employees taking a break. They were having a cigarette. And so I walked up to them and I introduced myself. I just said, hey, my name's Tony. How are you guys doing today? They said, fine. I said, hey, you know, I had heard that, you know, there's, you know, that you guys might be unionizing. How do you feel about that? And the one guy says to me, did you really hear that? Very excited. And I said, yeah. And he said, I haven't heard that. Do you work at Target? I said, no. I'd read, you know, in New York, they're doing it, and that, you know, it might be spreading here to Michigan. He goes, ah, that would be awesome. And he was sitting with this woman. So I said to her, you know, you interested in unionizing? She goes, I don't know much about it. I said, well, you know, you should really check it out because, you know, they could really help you. You know, there's a lot going on. And I didn't, like, do the, you know, the cheap thing and promote the show. Hey, you should listen to this guy, Tony Trupiano. I didn't do something like that. I just, you know, had a conversation with them. Lasted maybe 3 or 4 minutes. And I went inside the store, and I went and bought my shoes, or I went and found the shoes. All of a sudden, I look around, and I'm looking around, just kind of walking to the register, because I'm one of those people that when I go shopping, I go in, I buy what I want, and I leave. I don't go shopping. I don't go, you know, looking at other stuff. And I kind of looked over my shoulder, and I saw something, and I looked again. It was a security guard. I said, all right, whatever. I had two pair of shoes in my cart. That's all I had. And I'm walking up to the register, and he followed me all the way up to the register. I said, well, that's kind of odd. So I paid for the shoes. By the way, two pair of shoes, $38. Thank you very much. I grabbed the shoes. I put the cart back where the carts go. I didn't take the cart out with me. I didn't need to for two pair of shoes. And I'm walking out, and this guy follows me outside. So I said to him, is there a problem? And he says, no. I said, well, I just noticed you were following me. Just keeping an eye on things. Now, do you think somebody said something to him?
About the unionizing?
Yeah.
It's quite a coincidence if someone didn't.
I mean, there would be no reason. I mean, I don't look shifty. Maybe I do look shifty. I don't know. But I went over to the shoe section, which they had moved, by the way, so it was actually much more convenient for me. It was centrally located in this store. You know, I tried them on very quickly because it's something you should do. They fit fine. I put them in the cart, and I left. I mean, that's basically what happened, and I didn't notice him until, you know, again, until I left the shoe area, and it wasn't that far to the register at that point. I just thought it was really odd. I just thought it was really, really odd. So, you know, then he didn't necessarily follow me to the car, but he certainly followed me to the parking lot. So I was just wondering if maybe that's what that was all about.
Maybe their security guards don't have a union. Maybe you just wanted to learn more about it.
Well, he could have asked because I did say to him, you know, did I do something, you know, something wrong? No, nothing's wrong. Just making sure everything's okay. And maybe it's a new personalized service that I'm not aware of that I could have taken advantage of but didn't.
The personalized security guard?
Yeah, I don't know.
They knew who you were and decided you need a security detail. It was like a bodyguard, maybe. Target has personal bodyguards.
Well, I think, you know, as we, and Chris is going to be with us at 8 o'clock, and if we have time, we'll talk a little bit more about this. Listen, I wasn't looking to organize anybody. That's not my job. And I'm a very talkative person when I'm in public. Trust me, I've asked complete strangers questions before. I have no problem doing that. I'm just a very friendly person. And I was just curious what they thought. You know, if the UFCW or somebody else going to go in and organize Target, that's their job. I'm going to let them do it. That is not something I do, not something I know how to do. Just innocently asking a question. Again, the one guy got really excited. I mean, the one guy got really, really excited. The other woman really just didn't seem to understand even what a union did, which is fine. I'm not criticizing anybody. And I'm just saying that, you know, I happen to know. My son tells me, Jeff, the other day, he has a friend that's worked for Target for 10 years. 10 years he's worked at Target. He makes $14 an hour.
He's ready to be a state rep.
I bet you he's heard a lot of problems.
No, that is crazy. Long time.
Long time to make $14 an hour. You know, that's a long time.
But, you know, right now, thank goodness he has a job.
I get that. I and in fact, that was part of the conversation we had. So I get that. It just seems to me that after 10 years, you know, and again, I'm sure he's not a sales associate. I don't know what they call people at Target. And I don't really know what he does. I'll ask him when I see him to my son when I see him tonight because he'll know. But, you know, it seems to me that after 10 years, let's say he started at minimum wage and let's say minimum wage 10 years ago was six something an hour. You know, that doesn't seem like he's being taken care of, in my opinion.
No.
Just my opinion.
Yeah, it's, well, that's the case, though. That you're right. Union would be a good thing for them.
You know, I'm kind of curious, as before we go to the break here, and if you know, folks, if you don't feel comfortable on this, I understand, but, you know, how many of you have not had a raise in 10 years? I'm curious if people will actually ring up on this one. So let me throw it out there. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Have you had a raise in the last 10 years? Or how many of you are working at pretty much the same rate you were hired in at, I don't know, 5-10 years ago? I'd really be curious to see how that has worked out. I got to tell you, my income over the last 10 years has been crazy all over the place, mostly down. Mostly down, not up. So, you know, that's the question. Over the last 5 to 10 years, are you working at about the same amount of money you were hired in at? 888-552-3595. Tony Trupiano with you. We'll take the break and be back. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. Participate in McDonald's.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you on this Tuesday program. Chris Mialakis is in studio. He'll be joining us at the top of the hour. In the meantime, I'd ask the question, you know, before the break, are you basically making the same amount of money you were making 5-10 years ago? We got a couple callers we're going to get to in just a second. The number is 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org is the email address. Let us go to the phones now. Let's welcome John in Shelby Township. John, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'd first like to say that, you know, you kind of changed my life around. I heard you quite a couple years ago there on the station, I believe, and that's what kind of turned me on to listening to the you know, alternative viewpoints being put out, you know. And I believe that you are, you know, a supporter of the working middle class, unlike the other side. And, you know, as a small businessman, I'm getting hammered. You know, I'm also involved in the construction trade. So I just don't know, you know, where's the help for us, you know? Is there ever going to be any help for us?
Well, that's a great question. You know, John, you happen to be not only – it's tough enough to be a small businessman because it is, but to be in the construction trades and to be a small businessman is tough because I know for a lot of small guys, small businessmen in the construction industry, it's not profitable for them to be union. Or you might not even have a crew that's big enough to be union, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know how many guys you have that work for you. Yeah, if you're real small – and so you
right, I do pay my workers well. I mean, fairly well. You know, $18 to $20 an hour.
Well, you know, John, let me address this because I owned restaurants, and my restaurants were not quote unquote union restaurants, but most restaurants aren't union restaurants. And so I made sure that I paid my people well. I normally paid them well over minimum wage. I made sure that I gave annual raises. When I was profitable, I bonused out my people as much as I can. I took care of my people because it made sense for me to do that. At the same time, you know, as somebody said on the show yesterday, John, my employees know when I'm doing well because they're doing well. Well, that's not always true. And, John, I get the feeling that when you're doing well, your employees do well. It's
yeah,
only
yeah, bonuses and
right
and
I'm
and
good and I'm proud of you for doing that. I don't know when the help comes for you, John. I wish I did. I mean, you know, and unfortunately, you know, you're having to work a lot harder than somebody that is probably making a whole lot more money and just doesn't have the advantages that you don't have. I don't have that answer for you, John. I don't. I'd be lying to you if I said I did.
Well, as a businessman, I've been in business for over 20 years, and that's all I've seen is my costs go up, health care, materials, you know, just through the roof, and, you know, the amount of work going down. So, you know, and I'm in my 50s, so to start over again, it's going to be tough.
Well, let me put it this way, and not that this is going to be any consolation to you, John. I don't know how long you've been struggling with this. I'm assuming that you're still keeping the doors open because you're talking to me right now. I know it's very stressful, but I want to thank you, and I want God to bless you that you've been able to survive and that every day you keep the doors open, if you will, quote-unquote, the doors open, that it's another day, another opportunity for you. All I can really do is offer you my prayers and my thanks. That's all I can really give to you today, John.
Well, we're hanging in there, but no, we need a lifeline here at some point.
Well, let's hope it's the economy. Yeah. Let's hope the lifeline ends up being the economy, John. That, you know, that's what we can hope. And then, as I said earlier, we were sending a warning shot to President Obama. He's got to turn this around. But John, thank you so much for your call. I don't have a name on the next caller, guys. So if you'd be so kind as to Dave, great. Why don't we bring Dave on? Dave, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Dave, your cousin from Orion Township.
Well, hello, David. Good to talk to you today.
Good. I just want to tell you, twice a week, I usually drive out to the Chelsea Proving Ground, seeing I work for Chrysler, and I put your show on. But I got to be honest with you, out by my place, I got a hard time receiving it. So it's hard to listen to it in my area. But I wanted to talk to you about the economy and my thoughts on that. Being a Chrysler worker, we've seen a lot of changes over there, of course, and made it through the rough stuff. I see improvements there, especially in the quality of the product and what it looks like. But they're hiring people that don't make as much money. Of course, they don't get the pension and that. And But on the other hand, my kids who work for, you know, their service group, they do construction work and roofing and cement work and home improvement, like that guy in Shelby was saying. Yeah, they're having a tough time. A lot of it's because the competition is brutal. So that's the hard part. And I don't know if these smaller companies are hiring, if it's illegal aliens or what, but they're paying their crew hardly anything, so they can bid low, and it's a tough time to compete.
And David, I want to thank you, cousin. I do appreciate you calling. And, you know, part of the challenge there, and this is where, you know, they are paying them under the table. This is why if you can find a good union job, you go after that good union job, because there are certain protections there. And I'm telling you, unions are getting, when they're the ones that are working are getting work, because they've become much smarter at the way they do things. Unions have adjusted in a beautiful way. I mean, I really believe they have. Maybe if Chris and I have time in the next hour, we'll talk a little bit about that's not what we're scheduled to talk about today, but maybe we can make some time to do that. Let's go to Charles in Detroit. Charles, welcome to First Shift, and what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I heard on the radio last night, and maybe you heard or can check into it, that a group of police officers in Florida, I think it was police officers, maybe fire, were going to publicly hold a press conference and switch from Republican to Democrat.
Wisconsin. That's going to happen in Wisconsin, Charles.
Okay, now, Randy Rhodes, I thought, said Florida, too, but I'm glad.
It may be happening all over the country. Do you blame them, Charles?
I hope so.
I mean, do you blame them?
Like
no.
I read
that article as well, that they're actually calling press conferences, and they're going to do a public vote. They're going to do a public vote to switch their party affiliation, and they're going to actually sign over their affiliation from Republicans to Democrat in a public way. I think that's a wonderful, peaceful demonstration.
When these police and fire union people get militant, they don't play around.
That's why I don't piss them off, Charles. I'm not stupid.
I'm following their lead.
Absolutely. Well, good. You're welcome. You know, listen, the Democratic Party's big enough for everybody. I promise you that. Charles, thanks for the call. Let's get one more in before we get to the top of the hour. I want to welcome my pal Tim in Brownstown. Tim, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Tony. I just had a comment for that caller, three callers ago, the construction company owner. Help is coming. 2014 Obamacare kicks in. He can drop all that health care coverage for his employees. But really what I want to say, Tony, is the open market will dictate what people get paid. I just feel that tremendously. If government gets out of the way, let these small and medium-sized businesses do what they do best. We'll create a bunch of jobs.
All right. Well, Tim, unfortunately, you got this thing about timing, because we're out of time for this hour, but thanks for your call, and I'll let your statements speak for themselves. Chris Mihalakis on the other side. We'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
Third
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Still dealing with our rollover accident on the Reuther westbound after 696. Looks like they're trying to get everything off to the side, but it's been pretty slow for drivers trying to come in toward Orchard Lake or trying to come in from Telegraph in toward Orchard Lake. It's been slow going. You're going to find this will be working for a little while. Eastbound, we've had some slow going as well with Gawkers and Sunshine slowdowns. Seeing some slow going 94 East, Lanyo in toward 96. Also, drivers coming in 96 East trying to make their way along the Jeffries toward the Southfield Freeway.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today. Our high, 76. Tonight, we drop to 56 and partly cloudy conditions. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 76 as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 54 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is being praised by political experts for her performance during the CNN presidential debate in New Hampshire. Wayne Barrow, who's an undecided voter, says Bachmann did well, but the eventual Republican nominee may not have been on stage.
I wouldn't be surprised if a Rudy Giuliani, a Rick Perry, or a John Huntsman gets into the race here and really supersedes what we saw on the stage last night.
All seven GOP candidates took turns hammering President Obama. Congressman Anthony Weiner is taking a two-week timeout.
Leaves of absence requested for Mr. Rokita of Indiana for today and the balance of the week, Mr. Simpkus of Illinois for today, and Mr. Weiner for a period of 2 weeks.
Without objection, the requests are granted.
President Obama is hinting Weiner should resign because of the sexting scandal.
Ultimately, there's going to be a decision for him and his constituents. I can tell you that if it was me, I would resign.
The president was on NBC's Today Show. The former prime suspect in the disappearance of American teen Natalie Holloway is scheduled to appear in court in Peru today. CNN's Paul Chambers says Joran Vandersloot is charged with murder.
Vandersloot is charged with last year's murder of Stephanie Flores. Her body was found in a Lima hotel room registered under Vandersloot's name. Today's hearing was postponed from last week because Vandersloot did not have an attorney. The victim's father tells CNN that he thinks the suspect is getting fat in prison. He speculated the young man was enjoying many privileges.
Prosecutors in the Casey Anthony murder trial in Florida are down to their final witness. An FBI examiner testified there were no fingerprints on a piece of duct tape that was covering the mouth of 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony's remains. The judge says testimony could end by the end of next week. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
The latest look at business confidence finds there actually still is some, but it's waning a bit. The monthly small business survey from the National Federation of Independent Business finds a slightly lower reading from April to May to a level that could be considered recessionary. The chief concern the report finds is continued weakness in consumer spending. Earlier this morning, the latest look at business plans from Manpower found 1 in 5 employers anticipate adding staff in the coming 6 months. Almost 1 in 10 plan to cut payrolls. In the future, you won't be asked to be quite so jiffy in bringing back your car to Jiffy Lube. USA Today reports the chain is scrapping its time-honored rule of 3 months, 3,000 miles between oil changes. Instead, it's setting your next appointment on a combination of manufacturer recommendations and the way you drive. For most drivers, that will mean more miles between oil changes. Stock indicators look good. S&P futures up 9, NASDAQ futures gaining 12. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
If you're part of running a business, you know your mind works differently from other folks.
Heating costs, cooling costs, reducing costs.
In fact, you've always got decisions on your mind.
How do I trim my budget back and still watch my employees' backs?
Aflac!
We understand. So choosing Aflac should be an easy decision. It's a way to enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your business. Aflac is insurance for things like accidents or critical illness. And it pays cash benefits directly to help cover things Major Medical doesn't. It's like a safety net for your employees. And since it's voluntary, it doesn't cost your business a cent. Because you've already got enough on your mind.
Taking care of business, taking care of my people.
Aflac!
That's how we do it.
Find out how you can make Aflac available at no cost to your business. Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic and the ladies loved you. Now you're tired, moody, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Try Ageless Male, a supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain normal levels. Feel that energy again and a healthy sex drive. Call to try Ageless Male, risk-free. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987. 1-800-289-2987.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some... President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan, embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Truviano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome, everybody. It is First Shift. Glad you punched in with us this morning. And don't forget to punch in at thetonyshow.org. If you do that, well, you may just have an opportunity to have lunch with me next Tuesday. Our first listener, Heidi, I'll be enjoying lunch with her, and so I'll report on that next Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Want to remind you, as always, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And our First Shift Facebook question of the day, if you're just joining us, economists say that the Michigan economy is finally on the rebound. Do you personally see it or feel it? And I got to tell you, the majority of people say just a little. And the no's are, you know, kind of on the heels of that. It's a lot sadder than I thought it would be. Somebody had posted, I haven't felt it, but have hope. And we all have hope. And it won't last if people don't, if people quit buying cars. And it's true, especially in Michigan. People buying cars is critical. And as I said, you know, earlier on in the show, there was an article in the paper yesterday, Automotive Times, truck sales are down. That may be, gas price related though, but still it hurts. It hurts. Gas, by the way, down again 23 cents over the last week. This is insane. This is insane. All right. Let's do what we do so well. And at this time every week, well, you know what? I'm just going to let Jeff's work speak for itself.
Joining Tony in studio,
as he always does at this time,
the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan,
Chris Milakis.
Yeehaw! And here he is. You like that?
That's a heck of an introduction. Nothing like the Von Bondies early in the morning.
Well, you know, it's all about you. It is all about you, Mr. Mihalakis, and I want to thank you for joining us again. I think you heard on your way in, I told my little Target story, and again, I got to tell you, after that happened, I thought, did I do this a disservice? Did I make a mistake by just asking these people, do you think I made a mistake?
Well, I just got a call from our organizing department, so.
Did you really?
We'll have to check the voicemail before we go.
Oh, boy. Well, listen,
it was probably a thank you for helping us out. And
I'm hoping. Because it was innocently enough. I just thought, well, you know, heck, I'm here. They're sitting there having a break. And I thought I'd just ask, what they thought.
It's always good for any worker in an environment, in any shop that is undergoing an organizing campaign, to know that the public is out there supporting them. So
yeah, absolutely.
I would say it was a good thing.
And I didn't acknowledge what Target I was at, and, none of that. So I'll keep that quiet. It's just, which one I was at.
Yeah, I can guess.
but anyway, that's that. First of all, I want to thank you for being with us again this week, Chris. It's always great. Got a great response to our hour-long discussion last week on the history of the UFCW, which was very helpful. In fact, I think if you were following the Facebook page, although I think I told you, somebody said this is exactly what they were hoping the show would be, because they learned so much.
Right.
And of course, that's what we're hoping, to teach people. And we will be doing this with other unions as well. From time to time, we'll be talking about the history of other unions. But I think it's important that people understand the foundation of where they came from and what they do and why they are who they are. And
labor's history is very, very rich, especially in Detroit, but throughout the whole country. And it's when you learn about organizing campaigns and struggles of the past, it really helps frame things and puts things in perspective for the present and for the future.
All right. Well, when I had talked to you earlier this week and said, hey, Chris, what would you like to talk about? You said, we need to talk about something that's really, really critical, much misunderstood, and really at one. And what did you say when you walked in? Probably the most important benefit to being in a union.
Yeah, when people join, when people think about unions, they always think about their collective bargaining agreement providing better benefits and wages. But the most important thing a collective bargaining agreement gives every single worker is what's called a just cause clause. And, if you're a member of a labor union, anytime you're subject to discipline, you have the ability to question that discipline to make sure it was done justly. Just like if you get arrested for something, heaven forbid, you have an opportunity to go to court, and the arresting officer and the prosecutor have to make their case, and then you have a jury, you have a judge, and everyone decides, what's the fair punishment. When you work in a union environment, you have that ability. Any time you're disciplined, you can always question it. You can always make sure that it was done justly. And what's alarming to a lot of people is that if you do not have a collective bargaining agreement in the state of Michigan, and like virtually every other state in the country, there's about half a dozen that do not have this law, you're subject to what's called at-will employment. And what that means is your boss can come up to you anytime, any day, for any reason, or more importantly, for no reason, and fire you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And it's a shocking law that most workers don't – people think that they're protected by all these workplace laws. But the fact is that in Michigan – and in pretty much every state, with the exception of Maine, New York, Nebraska, Rhode Island, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, every other state in the country, you can be fired anytime for any reason, unless you have a collective bargaining agreement.
So literally, you could be walking into work, and let's say, your boss is just in a bad mood that day, and he can just say, hey, listen, I've told you how many times I need you here 10 minutes early.
Right.
You're only 5 minutes early, which means you're not late. That's it. You're done.
Yeah.
You're out of here.
That's the thing. It doesn't even have to be associated with breaking any sort of rules. In a unionized work environment, Employers have rules for their workers. Workers have rules for their employers. That's what collective bargaining is. And when you break the rules, when a worker breaks the rules, if a worker comes in late consistently, or if they, you know, heaven forbid, steal or do anything else that's against the rules, they're disciplined, and they're disciplined justly. But in a non-union workplace, an employer doesn't need a reason to fire you. As a matter of fact, I remember in a few jobs that I've had, the very first day I walk into the job site, you know, you're going through all your paperwork, you sign your W-2s and all your other forms. You actually, in some of the jobs I've had in the past, I've actually signed my letter of resignation. It's a piece of paper that says you acknowledge that this is an at-will work environment. And that you can be fired anytime for any reason.
And sometimes, maybe it's not a letter of resignation, but it is a statement that just says that, and
right.
that you are signing that you, and most people probably don't even realize they did it.
Right.
Because most people aren't reading, which they should, but most people don't even read it.
Right.
Just as they should be reading their CBA. You know, everybody gets a CBA.
Right.
And I wonder how many actually have read their CBA. And they really should.
Right.
I mean, just to
right.
know it. Anyway, I understand. Yeah, you're right. When you, that first day, it's a lot of paperwork, and I realize that, you know, it seems overwhelming, and maybe you don't want to stop and say, hey, do you mind if I read this stuff? Because you're thinking it's going to upset somebody, but you probably should, because you're right. One of the things you're signing that says, for no reason at all, you're out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and so for those thinking of joining the union, especially the workers at Target and Walmart right now, I mean, that's what you should really think about, because what I've seen happen in some of the work environments I've been in is that when you don't have a contract that promotes seniority, when you don't have a just cause contract, it tends to be that when you've been around the company for a while, when you're making, you know, 50 cents, a dollar, $2 more an hour than new hires, that becomes a target on your back, and that becomes a big reason why employers want to fire you. Or even if the workplace conditions are starting to become unfair, and you know, we cut back so much, the Republicans want to get rid of MIOSHA, so you can't call your local MIOSHA inspectors to come check out your workplace.
And so people that don't know what MIOSHA is, it's health and safety on the job,
right,
for people to understand
right.
that.
Yeah, health and safety inspectors on the job for the state of Michigan. So if you think your workplace is unsafe and you want to call the health department to inspect it, you know, your employer can fire you. That's it. You know, end of story. And so, I mean, this is something that we really want to get out there to the public, because it's incredible how people think that they have these types of protections at the workplace, that the law will protect them, but the law actually works against you in this circumstance. And every single employee listening, you know, no matter where you work, no matter what you do, you can be fired by your boss for even listening to the show, or for not listening to the show, or just because they want to. And, you know, this is a really important issue, because when you have a collective bargaining agreement, you have defenses against this. But what we saw last week in the legislature was they're going after employees with collective bargaining agreements, specifically teachers, and trying to take away just cause.
We're going to take a quick break, and then I want to come back to that. You know, I'd be interested in actually hearing from people while we've got you here today that have perhaps been let go from a job for an at-will reason, or which is absolutely no reason at all, and what that experience was. I'd really like to, because I think from that, you know, we could probably demonstrate why, if they were in a union, how that couldn't have happened.
Absolutely.
Not wouldn't have, but it couldn't have happened. 888-552-3595. Chris Mihalakis is my guest. I'm Tony Truppiano. Feel free to join us. Again, 888-552-3595. You can get us through email, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let's take a quick break here. Chris Mihalakis, my guest on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Hi, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Looks like westbound 696 in a lot better shape at Orchard Lake where the accident was, but we still have some pretty big backups from before I-75. Eastbound 696 traffic was being forced off at Gratiot because of sheet metal in the roadway. Looks like now, though, you can make your way through there, but you may see a bit of a delay.
Stop by McDonald's today and try a cool and creamy premium roast iced coffee starting at just $1.19. Available in hazelnut, vanilla, and sugar-free vanilla. Try your favorite premium roast iced coffee flavor today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny skies today. Our high, 76 tonight. We drop to 56 in partly cloudy conditions tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 as well. Right now, partly cloudy, 54 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If the road doesn't feel like it's yours and yours alone, then you're not driving with a TomTom. With a million more miles of road on its U.S. maps, it always finds the open one to keep you moving forward. So go with a TomTom, because anything less is just GPS.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at MyGreatKid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. Participate in McDonald's.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of 9 models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Chris Mialakis, my guest. He is the legislative and political director for the United Food and Commercial Workers. We're talking about the Just Cause Clause, and very carefully say that because it's hard to get out. And again, this is dealing with more than what you can't be fired for, this at-will stuff. It truly is what you can just be fired for absolutely no reason at all. And so how, you know, legislatively, how are we dealing with that in the state of Michigan?
Well, what I found very alarming was last week, the Republicans and sadly a few Democrats joined them, pushed a package of bills, that were aimed at, they were just very politically minded, petty political bills that attack teachers on a whole variety of issues, attacking their tenure. But one of the most alarming things was one of the bills, House Bill 4626, removes the reasonable and just clause requirement for teachers to be discharged and demoted in favor of any reason, as long as it's not quote unquote arbitrary or capricious. Now, how you define that is very difficult. But what I find appalling in this is that, you know, a collective bargaining agreement is a byproduct of a workplace democracy. And so what these 61 Republicans and Tim Melton said, well, actually, there was two Republicans that did not vote for this, Representative Hooker and Representative Kelton. But what these folks that supported this bill are saying to me anyways is that I don't care about your democracy at your workplace. I don't care about what sorts of rules you and management together think are reasonable. We're going to impose what we think your workplace environment should look like. And so, therefore, they pass this type of a really bogus law that takes away a lot of the rights of teachers that you know, I think are very reasonable.
Now, this is obviously problematic at every level, and this is supposedly part of, quote-unquote, the education reform. But let's keep this conversation for our purposes workplace,
sure.
Because this is a workplace issue. A school is a workplace. And again, it does remove a very important part of that collective bargaining agreement. I am concerned why Democrats would pile on. I'm not asking you, Chris, to think for them because you're not them and you don't know what they were thinking. In fact, we may try to get one or two of them on because I'd like their justification for this. You know, we're very Democrat friendly on this show, so I'm sure that they'll feel very welcome here. But I would like some answers to that. With that said, that this particular legislation deals with teachers, but that doesn't mean that we may not see this legislation perhaps modified the way to for it to maybe blanket all workers.
Well, that's what I find frustrating about this. If the legislature and if politicians in Lansing can dictate what goes in a collective bargaining agreement between teachers and management, what's to stop them from interfering in the private sector? What's to stop them from going after all the collective bargaining rights for all other employees? Why do these politicians in Lansing not believe in democracy in their workplace? And, you know, you hear a lot of times, especially with a lot of the criticisms that you heard about the auto industry in the past, you would hear things like, oh, well, the union, they protect, you know, the lazy employees and the deadbeats and this and that. And what they're actually complaining about is the just clause aspect of a collective bargaining agreement. And what I find offensive about that is I've been a business agent. I've been that union representative who has to protect that disciplined worker before. And I've seen managers who do their homework, who do their research, who, when we walk into a grievance hearing, can say, you know, this is what I am accusing the employee of doing wrong. Here's the paperwork. Here's, you know, all the other paperwork of similar employees who've done similar things. So I'm proving to you that I'm not singling this person out. And that's fine. You know, when that happens, then discipline is administered and everyone's, you know, everyone wins. Justice prevails. But then you get managers who just, for whatever reason, don't like this guy, don't like that guy, and want to go out of their way to discipline them and fire them without taking the time to prove that they did something wrong. And ultimately, I think, you know, when you have any sort of workplace environment, I think it's just fair to say if you're going to fire someone, if you're going to discipline someone, take the time that you need to do the research and prove that they are worthy of that discipline.
Well, you know, I know, you know, David Hecker, who's been on this program. He's a good friend of this show, and I know that he's a good friend of yours. He is, of course, the president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, and we'll talk to him about this on a separate occasion. But it seems to me, Chris, as we look at this, you know, one of the things that David said repeatedly on a recent visit with us is, you know, tenure is due process. Is all it is. It's
That's
not
right.
A guarantee of employment. It's due process.
That's right.
And we would expect due process in our private life. You started this segment off with, if you were to be detained by the police, there's something that, you know, that's called due process. Is there any difference between the two?
No, that's exactly what just cause is. It's due process in the workplace. And, you know, to those conservatives out there who have a negative attitude towards organized labor, the most important thing that we do is give that due process in the workplace. What do you think that you deserve due process where you work?
The answer is yes.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that every workplace should have some sort of just clause or due process practice.
I want to talk a little bit. If you'll just give me a second.
Please.
Here, there were, you said, a series of Democrats that voted in favor of this, and if I get them wrong, you'll let me know. But Phil Kavanaugh, Ms. Jackson, Mr. Melton, as you mentioned, Rutledge, Schmidt, Stapleton, supported, and Richard LeBlanc, Representative Lane as well. I've got to tell you, some of these people I know personally.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify, the list you just mentioned were Democrats who voted to extend tenure from 4 years to 5 years.
Right.
And what tenure is when you are tenured, you have that guarantee of just cause.
All right. Now, because I want to be very clear on this, they also voted, again, in favor of eliminating due process.
Only Melton was the only Democrat.
Oh, Melton was the only Democrat?
Right.
I got to tell you know, I've kind of been impressed with Tim Melton up until this vote. And I'm going to tell you why I've been impressed with him. Because he shows up at a lot of stuff. He's one of those rare people that shows up at a lot of stuff. Now I'm beginning to wonder what his ulterior motive is. And I'm thinking it's probably fundraising. Because usually when you get a politician that shows up at everything, although, you know, I got to say the same thing. I'll give you an example. As to juxtapose it, Harvey Santana shows up at everything.
Right.
But Harvey Santana shows up because that's where his constituents are.
And he really cares about those issues.
Well, you've heard him on this show.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite reps.
Yeah, I know you've got a meeting. Can you stay a little longer, or do you have to take off?
I can sit off for a couple moments.
All right, great. I'll keep you. We've got a caller that I want to get in, and we've just got more to get to, and then I'll certainly stay with this as we work our way through the hour. Chris Mialock is my guest. This is an important conversation, Chris. I'm glad we're having this.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is an important conversation. Let's take a quick break if you want to join us. And Mark, stay where you're at. We'll come right to you after the break. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. Just cause. Due process. Think about this. Think about democracy in the workplace. Think about at-will employment. Just think. And I think it'll become clear to you very quickly why unions are so significant. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update is getting a little better in some areas, but still some slow going. 275 northbound before 6 Mile. That earlier accident on the left shoulder slowing things down a little bit. Also 275 northbound at 8 Mile. Another accident there moved off to the right side. Out on the east side of town, but heading west on 94 at Little Mac, we've got an accident there that's trying to clear from the right shoulder.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today. Our high near 76 tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 56 tomorrow, more sun, and a high near 76. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and 60 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Come to Wisconsin's Capitol Tuesday for a march at 11 a.m. and a rally at 5:30 p.m. That is the urgent mobilization message from the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, Defend Wisconsin, and allied groups. Republicans have called an extraordinary session of the legislature with special rules to limit debate designed to speed the Republican austerity budget through the legislature. And they may try to put the gutting of public worker collective bargaining into the budget bill. Their first attempt to gut union rights for public workers is tied up in the courts, struck down by a circuit judge who ruled it was illegally passed. On Monday, protesters marched and rallied at the headquarters of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the most powerful conservative business lobby in Wisconsin. Today's Capitol marches and rallies against the Walker budget and collective bargaining attacks will start at 11 a.m. in the Walkerville protest tent city on the Capitol Square. A Republican Wisconsin state senator facing recall is proudly supporting privatizing Medicare, forcing seniors to pay more for it. Jesse Russell reports.
Wisconsin's Republican state senator Alberta Darling is in the fight for her political life as she enters a recall battle with Democrat state representative Sandy Pasch. The recall was called due to Darling's support of Governor Scott Walker's proposal to all but strip collective bargaining rights from public sector workers. Opponents of the legislation have said Walker was deceptive during his campaign for governor by not making it known that it was one of his objectives. Darling has been on a short tour in recent days, backed by the star power of Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan. During a stop this weekend, Darling expressed that she wholeheartedly supported Ryan's Medicare plan, and she called him a hero.
And they were trying to tie me to Ryan and thought that that would be a negative for me. I said, I'm standing with Ryan anytime, anywhere. He's a leader.
A Pennsylvania three-judge panel has upheld a $150 million judgment against Walmart for violating state labor law. Walmart failed to pay its workers for hours worked off the clock and missed rest breaks. The workers sued Walmart in 2006. As Boeing opened the building where it plans to build new planes with non-union workers in South Carolina, a federal judge was hearing lawsuit motions against South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The AFL-CIO and the International Association of Machinists are suing Haley to force the state to refrain from union busting and remain neutral in union organizing drives. The National Labor Relations Board is charging Boeing with violating federal labor law by moving the work to South Carolina as retaliation against union members at Boeing facilities in Washington State. This newscast made possible in part by the NEA and AFSCME.
Doug Cunningham, Workers Independent News.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back, Tony Trupiano. Chris Mihalakis, my guest with the United Food and Commercial Workers. And we're talking about Just Cause. I do want to get to the phone because our caller has been waiting a long time. Let's welcome Mark to the show. Mark, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Tony. It's Mark Charette with USCW Local 870.
Hey, brother. Nice to talk to you.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Am I in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble.
All right,
I am. I've been listening to this saga regarding at-will employment, and I appreciate getting the message out exactly what that means. But it does go beyond just cause for discharge, too, because unfortunately most workers never believe their boss will fire them. But if you get into these typical handbooks of the employers, it goes on to say that they understand that neither this book of, and let me read one clause from one of the handbooks of many non-union facilities we deal with.
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand that neither this book or any other communications by management represents, whether oral or in written, an intent in any way to create a contract of employment.
Are you serious?
This is typical language, and I'll read another one out of another non-union employer. I also understand that the company may change, rescind, or add any portions, benefits, or practices described in this handbook from time to time at the sole discretion, with or without prior notice to any associate. And this is typical language you find in almost all non-union facilities.
Wow.
So it's not just job protection we're talking about and just cause for discharge. Just about all conditions that these workers are under are subject to change at any time and enforced by the employer when they see fit.
Wow. That's crazy.
And Mark is the expert on this. He taught me everything I know about just cause. So he's the right guy he's the expert on this topic. That's for sure.
That's amazing, Mark.
And Mark, I remember when I first started at the local, you're the one who told me when you go into an organizing campaign, the biggest difficulty is the immediate benefit that a union offers its employees and its members is that due process and that just cause.
Absolutely. That grievance procedure is probably the most precious thing any collective bargaining agreement has.
And, Mark, I'll be honest, I didn't understand what you meant by that when I first started at the local, but I get it now, that's for sure.
That's amazing.
Well, I just want to get that in so your listeners understand it. It's far beyond just cause. Almost all conditions of employment are subject to the employer's whim.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you especially for sharing those two handbooks. That was amazing. I appreciate the call. I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, you definitely will, Tony.
All right, Mark Charette again with the UFCW.
You did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, Mark is actually how I ended up getting so involved with you folks, Chris.
That's right, at the Walmart.
The Walmart rallies, many, many Walmart rallies. I know you've got to take off. You've got a meeting to get to, your Metro Detroit AFL-CIO board meeting today. And you wanted to say hello to somebody?
Yeah, I understand we have an international audience. My uncle Bill Halkitis from Windsor tunes in every day, and especially on Tuesdays. So I just wanted to say hello.
Uncle Bill wins dinner. You know, I know we're eating well at your house. I haven't been to Windsor in a while, so just let me know when dinner is, and I'm there.
You know, he'll take you up on that.
That's fine. I wouldn't say it unless I wanted to eat dinner. So, Chris, thank you. I know you got to take off, and I'll continue this conversation a little bit on my own.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Chris Mihalakis, again, the legislative and political director with United Food and Commercial Workers. If you want to join us, by the way, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. I want to thank Mark with the UFCW, Mark Charette with the UFCW, for calling in and clarifying some of that. It's just, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Think about it. You know, again, I want you to go back to the first time you were fired. Were you fired for just cause? Was there a good reason? And if there was, you know, okay, that's fine. You know, I've been in radio a long time. I've been fired. You know, what I think it was just cause, no, but that's my ego talking, not necessarily the reality. Anybody that's worked in this industry, I don't know, Radford, you've been in radio a long time. You ever been fired?
Fired, no. Phased out, yes.
Well, phased out is what I was, too, so... But it's at the end of the day, I was let go, so I guess it's semantics, but...
I've never been... I've seen people walked out of the building before. Me, it was just like, okay, well, you're scheduled 3 days a week, you're scheduled 2 days. Now you're scheduled once a month. Hey, if we got work for you, we'll let you know. And it was like, okay, I understand what's going on here.
Right. Well, you know, listen, radio over the last 10 years has gone through this huge metamorphosis. And you and I had this conversation on air, I believe it was last week, Jeff... where, you know, there was a time in the studio you would have a host, a co-host, a producer, someone answering the phones, somebody that was doing rip and read headlines. I mean, you would have a staff of five or six people for every show. And now you're lucky if you've got three people.
And the sad part is that's, I mean, that was our example for radio. But across the board, in every business, you got one person taking on the job of three people that used to do it, and businesses are now starting to realize, well, okay, it does stress this one person out, and we're underpaying him, and they're doing the job of three people, but we're getting away with it.
Well, yeah, that's just it, is they're getting away with it. It doesn't affect the product at the end of the day. I think it does. I honestly do believe it does affect the product at the end of the day. And I understand that, like every other industry, radio saw a huge, by 50%, decrease in advertising revenue over a five-year period of time. When you don't have the money, again, like any other business, you've got to lay people off. But they expected the product to stay the same. And here's the problem. If you enjoy your work, Jeff, as you and I both enjoy our work, and, you know, there are people, by the way, that enjoy, you name a job, and there's someone that enjoys doing it, even if it sounds like crazy. You know, it's like, you know, crime scene cleanup. Who could enjoy it? There are people that enjoy that. There really are. When you enjoy your job and your job is threatened, all of a sudden, you know, you become a very different person. And all of a sudden, you're willing to take a whole lot more than you would have a year earlier or 3 years earlier, or 5 years earlier. How many of you listening to this show right now are working in a job that you love, that, but for foundationally good reasons, you should have left a long time ago because you're just not making what you once were, or you're working three times harder or have, you know, 10 times the responsibility, making basically the same amount of money you were making when you hired in, or, you know, the last pay raise you received. How many people are in that situation? And Jeff, I would bet that there are a lot of people like that.
I would say the same thing. There's got to be.
You know, and part of it, you know, we were talking about the guy at Target that makes $14 an hour, and you said, well, he should be thankful he's got a job, which I agree with. He should be thankful he's got a job. And maybe he enjoys his job, and that's why he stays for $14 an hour, or maybe he can't find another job. You know, I always find it interesting when people will complain about their job, and I'll say, well, are you looking for another job? And they say, no. I don't have a lot of sympathy for those folks. I do have sympathy for those folks that say, yeah, I've been trying to find another job for 3 years, you know, and so, yeah, I'm grateful I have the job that I have, But, yeah, I've made an effort to try to improve my situation, and I just can't do it. Now, that's when it becomes difficult. Then I read an article, I don't know, it was last Sunday, the Sunday before that, on teenagers. By the way, Michigan is one of the 20 worst states for teenage employment in the country. And, you know, they can't find jobs because the jobs that are traditionally going to teenagers are now going to adults. How does this fit into the discussion on at-will employment, just cause? Well, you know what? You've got now truly people in their 40s, 50s, even 60s working at traditional jobs that were held by teenagers who basically go to work scared every day. And that's what Chris was talking about, that democracy in the workplace. The democracy in the workplace, if it does nothing else, think about this. If it does nothing else, it gives you at least some comfort that if somebody comes in half-cocked and tries to ruin in your life, that there is at least a chance, because of due process, that you can keep that job. I'm saying, you know, these are the quote-unquote small protections that are actually pretty damned huge. And without that union protection, because now we've got a legislature, this rabid legislature, that is looking, you know, to literally undemocratize the workplace. And interestingly, Todd, the intern, comes up with our song of the day, which is Bridge Over Troubled Water. How appropriate is that today? Jeff, I almost get the impression Todd's paying attention.
He's nailing it the last couple of days.
Have you noticed that more and more people look forward to the song of the day now? We got more likes.
A lot of comments on the song.
Todd is carving out a little piece of Nirvana on this show. God bless him. And by the way, you guys don't have to worry about your jobs. You're fine. If you need a union protection, I'd be happy to point you in the right direction. But, you know, we're trying to be fair to you.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Just very quickly, I'll come back, and when we come back from the break, hopefully we'll get some calls. I really do want to hear about from some people that, you know, have been fired without cause. I really want to hear, because there's going to be, you know, and I'm going to guess at some point there was a reason. You were given a reason why you were let go, and it probably wasn't the reason why you were let go. And what I mean by that is somebody just didn't like you, and that shouldn't be reason enough for you to lose your income, should it? And I don't care where it is you work. You know, there's a reason why we have protections in place, why we have laws, why unions have thrived, because people were being so unfairly treated in the workplace. You should never have to feel threatened when you go to work, ever. You should never feel unsafe in the workplace. And I don't mean just by a brick falling on your head or rodents overtaking you. I'm not talking just that. That's important as well. I'm talking about those senior advisors, those managers, those supervisors, those people that guide you. When they have what they consider to be holding something over your head, you know, that's no way to work. If you've ever lost a job and it was because they just didn't like you, I'd like to hear from you. 888-552-3595. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back and wrap things up on the other side of this. I am Tony Trupiano. This is For a Shift. Thanks for punching in this morning. This is Michigan's only progressive talk show. A pleasure to be with you. We'll take a break on 1310 WDTW and be right back. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Reach is within BlackBerry.
Wait, that's my future? What about romance, career?
Hey, not my forte. But the Reach MD free medical radio app for busy medical professionals is now available for BlackBerry users. Just download and register for free. Reach MD will help your job, save you time, give you a wonderful life.
Wait, how did you know I was in medicine?
I also know you sing shochuns in the shower.
Wow, you're good.
Visit ReachMD.com. XM167. Reaching and teaching medical professionals.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Tony Truppiano with you. A pleasure to be with you as we get ready to wrap things up today. Charles had called earlier and said in Florida, you know, there was this group that was going to, you know, go public today and go from Republican to Democrat. Well, and indeed, on the Facebook page, he's got the link right there. It's happening in Wisconsin. It's happening in Tennessee. It's happening in Kentucky. You know, I shouldn't actually be happy about it, but I am. Amazing to me how many Republicans are now seeing the party for what they are, which are just corporate shills that will do anything for profit. And I mean anything for profit. And you begin to wonder if somebody like Representative Tim Melton, who represents the Detroit area, fully understand their responsibility to party and to voter. You know, people vote party for a reason, Representative Melton, and the reason that they do that is because they believe you have their best interest at heart. People like Phil Kavanaugh, who happens to be my state rep, or Chanel Jackson of Detroit, or Marilyn Lane of Fraser, or Richard LeBlanc of Westland, Tim Melton of Auburn Hills, who I just mentioned, David Rutledge of Ypsilanti, Roy Schmidt of Grand Rapids, and Maureen Stapleton of Detroit, all Democrats voting with Republicans. Shame on all of you, because you were not elected to serve the better interest of Rick Snyder in the Republican Party. You were elected to represent your communities, who fully do not support the way you voted on this issue. And this isn't just about teacher tenure, and it's not just about due process. It is about democracy, ultimately. And when you ignore democracy, do not be surprised when your constituency turns on you, which yours certainly will. You know, a special shout out again to Tim Melton. You know, I used to live in Auburn Hills. I understand that community probably better than you do, Tim. And I'm going to tell you something. I think it's time maybe we come after you. If you want to be a Republican, well, why don't you be one of those that switches parties now and makes it easy on yourself? Obviously, your vote was about what? Raising money? Because it certainly wasn't about putting children first. And Tim Melton, let me remind you once and for all so that it is completely clear where I'm coming from. I've got my eye on you now. I'll be watching you and every vote you make. And I'll be the first one to let this audience know how undemocrat you are And maybe I'm suggesting a little undemocratic as well. And if you don't know the difference, I'll be happy to give you a civics lesson. But more importantly, I'll be happy to show you the door in 2012. All right, with that said, folks, understanding, you know, at this time every week, we do like to focus on our union message because it is critical that you understand the educational nature of what we hope we create here on a weekly basis. It's important to me that you understand what a collective bargaining agreement does. For those of you that aren't in a union and desire that membership, send me an email and I will make sure you're connected to somebody that can help you. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Just put in the subject heading, I want to join a union. You don't have to say which one unless you know which one. And we'll take care of it from there. We will hand deliver that note to somebody that can help you. If you're in a union and you don't feel like you're being properly represented, separate issue, but we can still help you there. The bottom line, after all is said and done, the real glory of what we know unions have traditionally done for us and continue to do for us is to provide a guide, a way of life, a roadmap. And whether it's the UFCW or the AW American the American Letter Carriers Association, whether it's the United Auto Workers or the Teamsters, whether it's the MEA, the NEA, the AFT, I don't care who it is. When you are in a union, you have something that lots of people don't. You have democracy. You have democracy. You know, I read yesterday, very briefly, quick side note before we wrap things up. Back in 1980, 28% of the country was unionized. Today, it's much less than that. Although we are seeing a trend, by the way, and I reported here about a month ago that the UAW actually saw an increase of 2,000 members last year. So we are seeing a reversal of fortune in that regard. But I will remind you that because of the work that's done through collective bargaining, every single one of you has benefited from that. Because it is from that design, that collective bargaining agreement, that you get the workplace that you get. And so you benefit more so than those that are in the union at the end of the day. So be grateful for that. Show a little appreciation. You know, and I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today. Maybe I'll say it for a while. If you're in a union, get closer to your union. You need to move closer to your union. You need to start volunteering. You need to show up to that meeting, whether it's weekly or monthly, whatever it is. You need to show up. You need to show up. You need to get closer to union. If you're not in a union, you need to get into one. If you're in a Democratic club, you need to show up more often, and you need to do more. The battle is just beginning. And we're only beginning to turn up the volume on what's going to come to us as we work our way from this point to November of 2012. And, you know, we hear this in every election cycle, but for the first time in my adult life, and I'm 50 years old, I mean this now more than I've ever meant it. This next election is the most critical election of our lifetime. And if you don't believe me, don't vote, and then see what happens. Okay, then see what happens. We need to turn this thing around. I absolutely need to turn this thing around. All right, listen, we're gonna get ready to wrap things up for today. Very quickly, Jeff and Todd both join me because I just got an email on the song of the day. Because I'm not part of that deliberative process. How do you guys go about deciding the song of the day? Somebody wants to know.
Well, Todd says, this is what I think the song of the day should be, and I say, sounds good.
Really? It's that complicated?
It's a very long and drawn-out process that we go over. We actually do discuss. we discuss what has happened on the show, and, you know, I kind of say, well, here's what I think today's theme will be, and Todd's like, bam, I got a perfect song for that.
All right, so are we getting the impression that, Todd, are you a music aficionado? Do you really enjoy music?
Oh, absolutely. All kinds, classic rock, blues, soul, Anything you could think of. I love music.
Really? I mean, I think that's wonderful. I mean, and people are thinking, you know, why do you sound so surprised? I literally see Todd 3 minutes before the show starts and 3 minutes after we usually walk out together.
And of those 6 minutes, how much is he awake during?
Well, the last 3 minutes. And that's because we're walking out.
Do you think it's that much? I'd say maybe the last minute, if you're lucky.
So you're trying to say that I can't keep your interest?
No, I would never say that, Tony. Are you kidding me?
No, but you inferred it.
Well, okay.
All maybe. Right. Well, that's fine. We'll see you after the show, Todd. By the way, guys, we're going for day five today, and they know what that means, day five today. We'll see how good I am. All right, we're going to wrap things up for today. I want to thank everybody for being with us. On the Verge, Virgil Monero will be with us tomorrow. Very much looking forward to that. And, of course, we've always got a great show lined up for you. Off the air, tony@thetonyshow.org. Thank you so much for being with us today. For Todd and Jeff, I'm Tony Truppiano. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes the slow going along I-75 southbound, trying to come in from 14 Mile Road down to almost the Davison with slow traffic. Northbound, trying to come from 9 Mile up to about 12. 696 West, it's been extra slow all morning, coming into 75 all the way out to Southfield Road and then Orchard Lake out to 275. Part of that from that earlier accident that's been gone for a while now.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny today. Our high near 76 tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 56 tomorrow, more sun, and a high near 76. Right now, Metro Airport, it's partly cloudy and 60 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Follow 1310 WDTW on Facebook and Twitter. Find direct links on our homepage at 1310.